Pianos and Pianos and the unique technique Accelerated Piano Method guarantees you'll be playing exciting songs with both hands in just 8 weeks. Click on the video now to go to their website. The unique technique Accelerated Piano Method, only at Pianos and Pianos.
Today in Green Bay, Wisconsin, 160 paper plant workers are getting the word.
What do you tell people when they're losing a good paying job, you know?
Ron Lopez is still working, but at a California auto plant that's days or numbers.
Shock, sadness, hurt, you know, all the things wrapped up into one.
And many people able to keep jobs are being squeezed. This woman went to a St. Louis job fair.
They've cut my hours down, so I've got to find something.
CBS's Peter Mayer heads with President Obama to a Pennsylvania city that's come to symbolize hard times.
Today's jobless numbers will provide a grim backdrop for President Obama as he travels to a place that is emblematic of hard times.
Well, we're living here in Allentown.
Allentown, Pennsylvania, immortalized in Billy Joel's anthem to blue-collar America. While he looks for what he describes as the best bang for the buck job creation ideas, Mr. Obama will use his visit to show concern for millions of unemployed Americans.
This is a struggle that cuts deep.
Polls show economic anxiety also cuts deep. Peter Mayer, CBS News, Washington.
In the same week, President Obama announced another 30,000 U.S. troops are going to be sent into the fight. NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen says the alliance members are committing an additional 7,000 troops.
Nations are backing up their words with deeds. At least 25 countries will send more forces to the mission in 2010.
I'm Andy Clark in Kabul. Troops here on the ground are certainly encouraged by the announcement. It certainly shows a level of solidarity in the military alliance. The biggest concern is where those soldiers are going to go. Where they're needed mostly is the hostile south, where the Taliban have their stronghold.
Well, the notices went out to thousands of GM and Chrysler dealers that their services will no longer be needed. But now both automakers say they'll reconsider. Why the change of heart? Keith Crane is editor and publisher of Automotive News.
General Motors and Chrysler are scared to death that the United States Congress is going to pass a law that will force them to bring back many or all of the dealers that they canceled just a few months ago. That would create chaos for GM and Chrysler.
The Senate is going to start working overtime to get the health care reform job done. CBS News correspondent Bob Fuss has more from Capitol Hill.
Determined to finish the bill by Christmas, Senate Democratic leader Harry Reid says he'll keep the Senate in this weekend, though the debate is far from over, and he still hasn't nailed down the 60 votes he'll need to pass the bill. Right now, the focus is on amendments. A Republican effort to strike all the Medicare savings from the bill was defeated. An amendment to require that mammograms be free for all women with insurance passed.
A sensational Italian case is now in the hands of the jury, and its heart allegations of sexual assault and murder carried out more than 2 years ago by student Amanda Knox from Seattle, her Italian boyfriend, and another man, the victim Knox's British roommate. Before deliberations began, Knox made an emotional final statement, saying she was fearful of having the mask of an assassin forced on her. Her mother, Etta Mellis, was in the courtroom in Perugia, Italy.
I would have seen a scare.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
This is Mario Solis Maric. Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Soul Source Solar.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you have cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snowplows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snowplows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly, and plow far and wide. Very wide. Slow down when approaching a snowplow. They're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snowplows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
I mean, you know, this is one of the legendary journalists, at least in his own mind. He's a little left of Stalin, I think.
Get off my phone, you little pinhead!
Shut the F up and step aside, you little piss.
Just shut up, will you?
Will you shut up?
This is the Bill Press Show.
Oh, my God!
Radio talk show host Bill Press.
In the heezy.
A voice of certainty in an uncertain world.
The fun that's ahead of us here, folks, almost incalculable.
Job summit is over. The job action shall begin. President Obama, in fact, scheduling a big speech to outline his new jobs initiative on Tuesday at the Brookings Institution here in Washington, D.C. So the beat goes on, and so does the Bill Press Show. Hello, 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 and welcome on this Friday. Friday, December 4, 2009. Great to see you today. Very excited because heading off to Chicago right after the show, going to be there with Stephanie Miller tomorrow night for the great big show at the Oak Park Theater. Very, very excited. Join Harvey Wells and the crowd at WCPT. So many of you for, just a big celebration of Progressive Talk Radio in the Chicago area where we have so many fans, so many listeners, so many supporters, and so many great progressives out there. And this is something we've been talking about for a long time, so very excited to be heading your way. Chicago, here we come, and all the rest of you. Coast to coast, welcome to this Friday edition of the Bill Press Show, and we welcome your calls at any time. To 866-55-PRESS, 866-55-77-377. On the website today, check it out. And no new photos yesterday that we put up there. We do still have a photo of the front of the West Wing where they've gussied it up a little bit with two decorated Christmas trees in front of the West Wing of the White House. And also on the website, The answer to going rogue, Sarah Palin's new book, is the real look at Sarah Palin called Going Rouge, put together by the editors of Nation magazine. Going Rouge, Sarah Palin, an American nightmare. Now she's expected to sell what, 1.2, 1.5 million copies of her book. We want to sell at least a million copies of this book. Okay,
that'd be great. So
Going Rouge. This is the real Sarah Palin. Very, very funny. A whole collection of stories and issues that appeared about Sarah Palin, all put together by The Nation magazine. Can't get it at the bookstore, but you can get it on our website at BillPressShow.com. Check out the website. Just click on the front cover and order one copy for yourself and at least 10 copies for your friends. Just do yourself a favor. Dan Henning's, we can't find him. We don't know. He's got the day off, but we're not sure. What happened to him, where he is. Last time he took a day off, he had to go to court for a speeding ticket. But Peter Ogburn is here, and Peter is keeping the show alive with the help of Stevie Lee Webb on the phones this morning. Stevie Lee, thanks for coming in. Big, big news if you're looking for your weekend entertainment, a new documentary out about the tea parties. These are the people who put together the tea parties have now put together a documentary about the tea parties. We've got the link also on our website, BillPressShow.com, to the video. But here's what it sounds like.
It began as a ripple, an online whisper, a grassroots awakening to a new threat on freedom.
I've had a yearning inside of me for quite some time. In order to go on living within myself, I had to take an action.
This is not the beginning. It's a continuation.
The president serves us. The Congress, they serve us.
Lady Liberty faces her newest challenge, and across this great nation, a new generation of patriots stands ready for her defense.
When you have government control over everything, you have tyrannic behavior.
We want fiscal responsibility.
We'll give them some stimulus.
Do you think Congress can hear us now?
Do you think Congress can hear us now? Yes, this is the documentary on the Tea Parties, which means that the teabaggers are still going strong. Again, you can find the link on our website at BillPressShow.com. What a busy week it has been. And a lot of big news this morning. Hearing on the gate crashers at the White House yesterday on Capitol Hill, the couple from Northern Virginia refused to show up. They're going to be subpoenaed now to have to come back and testify the next time. The director of the Secret Service did show up and testify and said that he has suspended the three Secret Service officers who had anything to do with the fact that the Salahi couple were able to enter the White House without an invitation. The social secretary for the White House, however, Desiree Rogers, did not testify. She will not be subpoenaed. The White House insists they have fixed the problem from now on. They will have someone from the social office at the gate with the list to assist the Secret Service in doing their job. Other news this morning. We're waiting, by the way, for the new jobless unemployment rate to be released. It's always released on Friday. Other news this morning, George Stephanopoulos, according to the Washington Post, has been offered the job of co-host of Good Morning America. He's seriously considering, he's been pushing for it, to surrender his job as host of This Week with George Stephanopoulos on Sunday morning and moving over to be co-host with Robin Gibbon, is that her name?
Robin Roberts.
I would confuse her with a Washington Post reporter. Robin Roberts, co-host of Good Morning America. That'd be a big, big change for George Stephanopoulos. I'm not sure. I think of him. I knew him in the Clinton White House. He's a very good man, very serious journalist. I think his best role is right as host of Good Morning America. Also on the Afghanistan front yesterday, continued, as we've just been talking outside the Beltway, continued fuzzy wording and some sort of shifting now on whether or not this July 2011 deadline is really one that we can count on. Robert Gates says, well, first we're going to reassess in December 2010 whether we're really going to be able to stick to that date of July 2011. I think it's getting softer and softer the more we look at it. And then the big job summit yesterday at the White House. We'll be talking a little bit later in the show, about 20 minutes from now, with Joe Hansen, the good president of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union. He was at the job summit yesterday, one of the labor leaders invited. We'll get his take on what good ideas came up and what we might expect, what action we might expect on them. The president going up to Allentown, Pennsylvania today to continue his focus on jobs in one of the areas hardest hit by unemployment these days. And we'll kick off this hour with the senator, Democratic senator from Pennsylvania, Arlen Specter, who I'm sure will be there with the president a little bit later today. Meanwhile, let's go back to while we're waiting for Senator Specter, to the gate crashers yesterday. Chairman Benny Thompson of the Homeland Security Committee, when he started that hearing, he pointed out, you know, this could have been a disaster. In the end, we were all really lucky.
We are all fortunate that this diplomatic celebration did not become a night of horror.
Yes. And the strangest thing of all is this is Eleanor Holmes Norton, the delegate from the District of Columbia, who just wants to know from the head of the Secret Service, well, how did you eventually find out that there were two people inside the White House shaking hands with the president who did not have an invitation and were able to get through? How did you discover this? This is stunning. Here's the director of the Secret Service.
How did you discover that the Salahis had entered?
The Facebook.
They found out on Facebook, because the Salahis had posted their photos on Facebook. I got to tell you, pretty scary and got to take some action to make sure that that doesn't happen again. As we mentioned, the president going up to Allentown, Pennsylvania today to talk jobs, jobs, jobs. There with him will be the good senator from Pennsylvania, Senator Arlen Specter, joining us on the Bill Press Show this morning. Hey, Senator, thanks for being there.
Good morning, Bill. Nice to talk to you again. Thanks for the invitation.
Yeah, let's start with this job summit. He's going to Allentown, Pennsylvania, one of the areas the hardest hits. What do you think that the Congress and the administration together can do about this unemployment situation, Senator?
Well, I think there are a number of things that can be done. First of all, I think we ought to be accelerating the stimulus program. People don't really stop to focus on the fact that it's only been in effect for 10.5 months, and it's a two-year program. But I think we could increase the speed on the road construction, on funding on mass transit, and other items.
A lot of the money's not even out of the door yet, right?
Well, that's the problem. I don't think you can start to talk about a stimulus two until you have put stimulus one into effect and see what the consequences are. Well, there are a lot of people who are criticizing the stimulus, but one thing there's pretty general agreement on, that if we hadn't put it into effect, we would have been sliding toward a 1929 depression. The stimulus has brought to Pennsylvania, for example, $16 billion, kept a lot of teachers on the job, police on the job, unemployment compensation. But there are some other things that can be done. I think we could use some of the repayments on the bailout,
the TARP money,
to finance yep. small business. And one other item quickly, we're victimized by a lot of subsidized goods coming into our country from China. For example, I was before the International Trade Commission on Tuesday to keep out Chinese tubular steel, which is subsidized by the government. And if we enforced our trade laws, and I'm not talking about protectionism, I'm talking about law enforcement where they're violating the WTO, there are thousands of jobs involved there.
And we did take one action earlier this year on tires coming in from China, and again, it was not protectionism, it was just enforcing the trade laws. Tubular steel is another good example.
That's right. Over the years since I was chairman of the Steel Caucus, I've been the lead advocate on those arguments, had a lot of experience before coming to the Senate, and that tire case was really important, and it's kept a lot of people at work and created a lot of new jobs.
Now, let me ask you about health care, Senator Specter. The debate has begun in the Senate. Are we going to see a bill off the Senate floor with a public option in it?
I believe we will, but there are a lot of negotiations in process, a lot of talk. Yesterday afternoon, after we heard a briefing from General Jones, the National Security Advisor, a group of senators met to try to talk through the public option and see if there's a way we can find 60 votes, and we're working on it very hard.
If you can't find 60 votes, can you do it with 50, reconciliation?
I don't think we will do that. I believe that the 60-vote margin institutionalized in the Senate is one of the great protections of our democracy. It saved the independence of the judiciary and the impeachment of Supreme Court Justice Chase in 1805, and it saved the power of the presidency in the impeachment of Andrew Johnson in 1868. I don't think we ought to engage in shortcuts. Look, Bill, if as an absolute last resort, if we have to fight fire with fire, we could consider it, but I don't think we're going to do that.
Senator Arlen Specter from Pennsylvania, Democrat from Pennsylvania, our guest here on the Bill Press Show. All right, Senator, now the big issue of the week, of course, has been Afghanistan and the president's new strategy on Afghanistan, sending 30,000 troops but promising us that he'll start withdrawing them, he says, by July 2011. Is this an escalation of the war you can support?
I do not support sending additional troops to Afghanistan unless it is indispensable in our fight against Al-Qaeda. If it's indispensable, Bill, we got to do whatever it takes because they're out to annihilate us. But if Al-Qaeda can organize as well in Somalia or Yemen. Why fight in Afghanistan where no one has succeeded? And we need a reliable ally. And let's face the facts. We just don't have it in Karzai. Legitimacy challenged by vote fraud, corruption, drug trafficking, which is tolerated, if not participated in by the Afghan government. And it looks to me as if it's just not a sound strategy.
So do you think we should just withdraw from Afghanistan?
Well, what I would do is I would not add any troops at this time. And I would work to try to ease the tension between Pakistan and India. Pakistan has a lot of troops on their border with India, but India's not going to attack Pakistan. And if those troops were liberated, let Pakistan carry on the war against the Taliban. There's a real question over the years. British Prime Minister Brown raised it about the sincerity of what Pakistan has done. And I think it is their fight. We've got 68,000 troops there now. I just wouldn't add any more and escalate it.
Got it. Senator Spector, good round table here on some very important issues. Good of you to take the time for us this morning. And we'll see you up there with the president later today in Allentown. Thanks, Senator.
Okay. Always great talking to you, Bill.
All right. Thanks, Senator Arnold Spector, new Democrat from Pennsylvania.
The official morning show of the Obama generation, The Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
Black Friday starts the holiday shopping season, the favorite among identity thieves. Want to protect yourself from identity theft while shopping in stores or online? Experts advise, 1. Install firewall hardware, anti-spyware, and anti-phishing software. 2. Monitor your credit cards and bank statements. 3. Shred receipts. And 4. Beware of ATM and credit card machines with theft devices. Seriously, who can do all that? Holiday shopping peace of mind comes with LifeLock protection. We take proactive steps to help stop identity theft before it happens. And if you become a victim of identity theft while a member of LifeLock because of a failure in our service, we'll help you fix it. Up to $1 million. Restrictions apply. See LifeLock.com for details. Why risk identity theft when just $10 a month helps deter it? Call now and mention Secure for an additional 20% off. 1-800-983-0552. 800-983-0552. 800-983-0552.
On the next Discovery Sunday, a T-Rex's massive jaw could strike with over 7,000 pounds of force, and a Triceratops 6-ton frame was always ready to fight back. He didn't survive for millions of years by wimping out. This Sunday, peel back their skin to uncover the secrets of the greatest warriors to ever live. Clash of the Dinosaurs, starting Sunday at 8. Sundays are also on Discovery.
Are you a teeth grinder? Many people clench and grind their teeth in their sleep and wake up with jaw pain, headaches, and chipped teeth. Sleep Right Dental Guard offers affordable, comfortable, and the most durable protection for teeth grinding. With the Sleep Right no-boil self-adjusting technology, you get a custom fit immediately. No hassles of boiling water and melting plastic like most other dental guards. Sleep Right is the number one brand prescribed by dental professionals. Find Sleep Right Dental Guard in the oral care aisle only at CVS, Walgreens, and Target.
Winter driving can be a real challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what type of vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
They tried to take everything we had. They froze our accounts. They levied our accounts for over $17,000, threatening to imprison my husband.
Thousands of law-abiding Americans have turned to power tax relief. Honest people just like you, whose circumstances left them owing more taxes than they could pay.
We ended up taking our $140,000 in tax debt and paid it off for $20,000.
You can bet that the IRS will have lawyers working on your case. Don't take a chance without your own legal help.
They took my $48,000 tax debt down to $400. This is a company that really does do what they say they're going to do.
If you owe more than $10,000 in taxes, it's time to call Power Tax Relief, the most trusted name in tax relief, because the relief is real.
Call now, 1-800-282-1646. 1-800-282-1646. That's 1-800-282-1646.
Hi, this is Dave Logan, speaking for the Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment. Colorectal cancer is now the second leading cancer killer in the U.S. However, it can be prevented with a screening test that finds and removes small growths in the colon called polyps before they become cancerous. Men and women 50 and older should talk to their doctor about colorectal cancer screening. In health, as in football, winning starts with a good defense.
Call the American Cancer Society at 1-866-227-7914.
Learn how to own your electricity with Independent Power Systems Wednesday, December 9th at 7 p.m. at the Stanley British Primary School in Lowry. Go solar for zero down and have no payments for 12 months. Save up to an additional $1,500 with your 2010 solar installation. Go to solarips.com/Lowry to RSVP. Independent Power Systems, an authorized distributor of Kyocera high-quality, high-performance solar electric systems and modules. 303-443-0115. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Transmission came out of them with the controllers explaining what happened when they flew 150 miles past Minneapolis.
Number two.
Roger, we got a distracted. We will respond to Minneapolis. We are overhead Eau Claire and would like to make a 180 and do arrival from Eau Claire.
Yeah, we just want to make a U-turn up here in the air. We were distracted.
Oops.
And finally, number one's got to be the guy from Orlando calling his girlfriend about a little problem with the phone.
Number one.
Hey. It's Tiger. Mm. I need you to do me a huge favor. Can you please take your name off your phone? My wife went through my phone and maybe calling you.
Yeah, she'll be calling you, and it would not be good to hear you say, "Hi, this is Jamie. Leave a message." All right, there we go. When we come back. Down to the White House and the Job Summit. Find out what happened yesterday from the president of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, Joe Hansen, next on the Bill Press Show.
This is the Bill Press Show.
Hi.
On the next Discovery Sunday, a T-Rex's massive jaw could strike over 7,000 pounds of force. And a Triceratops 6-ton frame was always ready to fight back. They didn't survive for millions of years by wimping out. This Sunday, peel back their skin to uncover the secrets of the greatest warriors to ever live. Clash of the Dinosaurs, starting Sunday at 8. Sundays are also on Discovery.
Hi, friends. This is Bill Press. You know, on December 7, leaders from 192 countries are going to gather at the UN Climate Change Conference in Copenhagen to determine the fate of our planet. Let's lead our leaders. Let's save our ecology and economy. Let's turn Copenhagen into Hopenhagen. I'm a citizen. We're all citizens of Hopenhagen. So show the world you support change. Sign the petition for a fair climate agreement and become a citizen at Hopenhagen.org.
Where can you find the best Indian, Nepal, and Tibetan cuisine? At the Yak and Yeti restaurant and brew pub. Family-owned, the Yak and Yeti serves lunch from 11 to 3 and dinner from 5 to 9:30, 7 days a week. And enjoy a weekend breakfast buffet from 7 to 10 a.m. at the Old Town Arvada location on Ralston Road. Visit their second location on 86th and Sheridan in Westminster. Dine in or take out at the Yak and Yeti restaurant and brew pub. TheYakandYeti.com.
AM 760, progressive traffic.
In Littleton, have an accident involving a semi. It's on the ramp from westbound C-470 down to Broadway, that big hill there. That's a pretty busy intersection. Also, normal jams on the highways around town. Southbound side of 25, busy 104th to 84th. Also heavy from Park Avenue past Spear Boulevard. Your forecast today, sunny skies and milder, a high of 35. Tomorrow, same deal with highs in the upper 30s. Sunday, light snow throughout the day and a high of 18. Currently, it's 13 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Drive home a new 010 Ford Escape today from Freeway Ford for just $15.9. That's a new Ford Escape ready to roll. Ready to roll. After rebates, just $15.9. Get yours now. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
Attention, fellow Colorado residents. This is an important consumer alert.
The National Law Institute is a group of consumer lawyers and fellow Coloradans committed to helping you understand your legal rights and protecting you from credit card companies. Are you struggling with credit card debt? How different would your holidays be this year without credit card payments? Wasting time and money with debt settlement scams or filing bankruptcy are not your only options. The National Law Institute can help give you a fresh start, and you don't pay them a dime in upfront fees. In these challenging times, credit card companies are more willing than ever to forgive your debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call the National Law Institute now at 877-485-3327 to learn how to qualify so you and your family can enjoy the holiday season in peace. Call 877-485-3327 today to schedule a free consultation with one of their attorneys. That's the National Law Institute at 877-485-3327 or visit online at thenationallawinstitute.com.
New pet dreams.
Will he catch frisbees?
Will she be friendly?
Will he chase balls?
And lifelong wishes. Will they be healthy? Start with regular veterinary exams. Call your veterinarian today. A message from your local veterinarians.
Salam.
Yeah.
Salam. Hey, you
are. Hey there.
Fire, fire.
Fire.
Me.
We all want the same thing.
Peace.
And Rotary Clubs are making it happen. Through international scholarships for young people to promote peace and understanding around the world. Rotary. Humanity in motion.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
Is the Bill Press Show.
33 minutes after the hour now here on this Friday. A big Friday, December 4, 2009. It is the Bill Press Show. We're coming to you live, coast to coast, from our little radio studio here on Capitol Hill in Washington, D.C. Good to have you with us today. Down at the White House yesterday, 130 American leaders invited by the president to come to the White House, leaders from academia, from big business, from small business, and some of our strongest and best friends of organized labor. Rich Strumka, new head of the AFL-CIO, Terry O'Sullivan, president of the Laborers Union, Jim Hoffa, president of the Teamsters, Ed Hill, president of the Electrical Workers Union, the IBEW, among others, and our good friend Joe Hansen, who's president of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, were there, helped the president sort this all out, and President Hansen joins us here on the Bill Press Show. Hey, Joe, good morning.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good to have you with us. I want to be sure, first of all, now, you were on the invitation list. You did not crash the party yesterday.
No, right? I was on the invitation. My ID checked out. Everything was good.
All right. I don't want you to get in trouble like the Salahis, you know.
No.
Let's talk, first of all, the president is focusing here on probably the most serious problem facing this country. How bad is it out there?
It's bad, and I think, you know, the president inherited a whole bunch of things, which, you know, we all know about, but unfortunately time has gone by and they're his problems now. And I think to convene a meeting like that where the president, the vice president, all the heavy hitters from the cabinet that have to do with this were in attendance and conducted breakout sessions, it shows me that this has got their attention.
Now, he opened the meeting, you heard him yesterday, opened the meeting by call. Calling for, well, let's listen to the president yesterday for our listeners' benefit.
I'm looking for specific recommendations that can be implemented that will spur on job growth as quickly as possible.
So that's what he wanted. You were there. Did you hear any specifics that you think the president can take and run with?
Well, I heard a lot of specifics. We were in different groups, and but Bill, to my mind, it's you know, a lot of different things are all going to help, but the elephant in the room really is the fact that there's an election coming in 2010, and they got to get this fixed. And I really don't know how they get this fixed without some real significant stimulus.
Well, yeah, let's talk about a couple of things there. For one, we have the initial stimulus right now. I haven't checked today, but the last time I looked, only about 25%, maybe max, of the stimulus money has gone out the door yet. So isn't that one area where they could speed this thing up and get some more jobs going?
Well, in fact, they announced that part of that yesterday, their commitment to high-speed rail, which our country is woefully short in, when you go to Europe or any place, we're 40 or 50 years behind. They're going to put significant money in that, and I think Ray LaHood, Department of Transportation, is going to make that formal announcement today. And there's other money that can be spent, but, there's X amount of dollars, and I think there's three times X amount of buckets that it needs to go to, whether it goes into local and state or it goes to specific projects like high speed or energy or things like that. These are going to be tough decisions. And the president very clearly to me was saying, there's only so many dollars, and the way Congress is right now, he actually didn't make a plea but a request is particularly to the people in business that were in the room, hey, you guys got to go to the senators and to the people in Congress and tell them how serious this is, and that we should put partisanship aside and go back to how we felt in September of 2001 when we were attacked. And that came across very clear, where he wasn't saying, go out and pound on the senators, but in a way he was.
Did you get the sense that, again, we're talking with Joe Hansen, the president of the UFCW, here on this Friday edition of the Bill Press Show. Joe, did you get the sense that the president is looking to the private sector or to the public sector to get these jobs going again?
I think yesterday there was a lot of focus on the private sector, and I was actually encouraged. The head of AT&T was in my breakout section and talked about the program that he worked out with the communication workers, bring 5,000 jobs back into the U.S. And there were other examples from other private sector people in other breakout sections that I heard about afterwards. So he's looking to the private sector, but meanwhile you got this tremendous hole in the states, and I was in a session with the mayor from Fresno, and quite frankly, I don't know how we bail out California, and that's only one of 50 states.
Well, you and I go back to California days. That's where we first got to know each other, and
right.
They are. I mean, yeah, we could take all the TARP money, right, and
right.
or all the stimulus money, and still not give California everything it needs.
Yeah.
But I mentioned TARP there because I wanted to ask you about that. I've heard. And we had Senator Spector on at the top of the hour here, who suggested, and others have, I think Nancy Pelosi did too, that there are some leftover TARP money that was originally going to go to Wall Street, some leftover money, and then there's some money that's come back from Wall Street, from the banks. They paid the federal government back. Now, so there's another pool of money that could be used, correct?
Yeah,
that talked about yesterday?
It was talked about, not in my breakout session, and I think it was referred to a couple of times, but not specifically. And I think that's exactly right. I did not hear Senator Spector, but that money should go into job creation. That should not, at this point, be going to pay down the deficit. We can live with short-term deficits if we have a long-term solution. We can even live with bigger deficits, and that was stated a couple times yesterday. But But the money that was available ought to be going into job creation.
Now, Joe, while we were while we've been talking here, we've been keeping our eye on the unemployment numbers. They just they've just been released by the Department of Labor. Last month it was 10.2%. It is now a flat 10%. And 11,000 jobs lost during the month of November. Early this year, there were hundreds of thousands lost every month. So I guess that's an indication that things are starting to move slowly in the right direction. Is that?
Yeah, I think that's accurate, Bill, and it's somewhat encouraging. But, you know, 10 versus 10.2 is still a disaster. And you know, it's a disaster for working America and for the people that got to pay the bills and hope to have a Christmas and get their kids through school and all that. So they got to do a lot more work, but it is an encouraging sign. And I think the president's program, what he has done both financially and what he's laid out is absolutely correct. Unfortunately, there's some in his own party in Congress that are reluctant to go along and help push it.
Yeah, you know, I was at the White House earlier yesterday, and Robert Gibbs said that they expected, they wouldn't have been surprised, he put it that way, if the number actually were higher than 10.2. So I'm sure they're relieved that it's 10. But, you know, as you point out, that's still a lot of people out of work, especially when you count part-time workers or people who've just given up looking for a job. The real rate is probably closer to, what, 17 or 18?
17 or 18 is the number that we deal with. And I wouldn't be real confident, I'd wait for a couple more months, because there's always a little bit of an upsurge, going into the holiday season, particularly in retail. I don't know if that's reflected in those numbers or not, but, I think there is more gearing up, people are building more things, hopefully, and selling more things.
Now, the big question is, coming out of any session like this, Is this going to be like a one-day event, right, a dog and pony show, or is there really going to be any follow-through on the part of the administration, on the part of the Congress? What is your sense leaving that meeting yesterday?
On the part of the administration, you know, obviously it was to call attention, and I would not call it a dog and pony show. I think they were very serious in what they intended. I happened to have a conversation with Secretary of Labor, Hilda Solis, afterwards, and she's dedicated to make this go. I know other people in the administration are. Congress is a whole different story. But you know, that's the elephant in the room that I referred to. Everybody in the House has to run. A third of the Senate have to run. And if this economy is still in tatters come next August or September, you're going to see some wholesale changes, no matter what I think or anybody thinks.
Yeah, I was going to come back to that with you. I mean, if you look at the midterm elections in 2010, probably the most important thing for the Democrats who want to get reelected, right? They've got to do something about this job picture.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And if they don't, Katie, bar the door.
Yeah, it's, if the economy is like it is, it's going to be a lot of trouble for incumbents.
Well, we'll be watching on the president's giving a speech on Tuesday where he's going to basically say, okay, here are the ways I want to go forward on job creation. He's following through up in Allentown, Pennsylvania today. So I think he's on the right track. He's on the right, he's got the right issue, and hopefully he can get the support he needs in Congress to get something done. Joe Hansen, you're a good man. Thanks so much, good friend, for being with us. Joe Hansen, head of the United Food and Commercial Workers Union, based out in Chicago, where I'll be heading right after the show for our big party with Stephanie Miller tomorrow night. Up in Oak Park. Look forward to seeing lots of you out there in Chicagoland.
The Bill Press Show continues.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
On the next Discovery Sunday, a T-Rex's massive jaw could strike with over 7,000 pounds of force. The Triceratops' 6-ton frame was always ready to fight back. It didn't survive for millions of years by wimping out. It's
Sunday. Peel back their skin to uncover the secrets of the greatest warriors to ever live. Clash of the Dinosaurs, starting Sunday at 8. Sundays are also on Discovery.
Are you a teeth grinder? Many people clench and grind their teeth in their sleep and wake up with jaw pain, headaches, and chipped teeth. Sleep Right Dental Guard offers affordable, comfortable, and the most durable protection for teeth grinding. With the Sleep Right no-boil self-adjusting technology, you get a custom fit immediately. No hassles of boiling water and melting plastic like most other dental guards. Sleep Right is the number one brand prescribed by dental professionals. Find Sleep Right Dental Guard in the oral care aisle only at CVS, Walgreens, and
AM 760. Aggressive traffic.
Still got this crash involving a semi. It's on the ramp from westbound C-470 to Broadway down that big hill there. The rest of the drive, pretty standard for us, better than the rest of the week. Southbound 25, busy in the normal spots, 104th to 84th again from Park Avenue down past Spear. Also getting busier in Aurora, southbound side of 2 1/4, Yosemite to 25, also Colfax to Alameda. The forecast, mostly sunny skies, warmer with highs in the mid-30s. Right now, 13 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Drain Solvers, a family-owned and operated company that's been in business for more than 14 years, has a holiday special you cannot pass up. During the month of December, Drain Solvers will camera your line for free with any regular sewer line cleaning. That's right, camera your line for free with any regular sewer line cleaning. That's a $269 savings. Drain Solvers diagnoses all problems before any repairs are done. Drain Solvers is a company you can trust and depend on. 303-423-1000. That's 303-423-1000 or drainsolvers.com.
This holiday season, couples can give each other a gift that may not be remembered long after the wrappings are thrown away. Or you could give a gift that can transform your relationship. A gift that could dramatically improve the one-third of your life you sleep. And even more dramatically, the two-thirds you don't. You could give a revolution in sleep called the Sleep Number Bed. A bed so ingenious, it calibrates to the precise zone of comfort your body needs. Adjustable on each side for couples. It could be the most memorable gift of the holidays. And now, during the Sleep Number Holiday Sale, Queen mattresses start at just $6.99. You'll also find amazing bedding accessories starting at just $29. The perfect gift. Sale ends December 24th. The gift of sleep. The gift of back pain relief. The gift of a better relationship. Only at a Sleep Number center.
Select Comfort Sleep Number centers are in most major malls, including Cherry Creek and the Promenade Shops at Sentara and Loveland.
Want to add value to your home, lower your energy bills, and help preserve the environment? Best Way Insulation is a Colorado-owned company that can make sure your home is warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Purchasing insulation from Best Way can also qualify you for a federal tax credit and rebates from your energy company. For more information, go to bestwayinsulation.com or visit am760.net and enter the keyword insulation. Again, that's bestwayinsulation.com or am760.net, keyword insulation.
We all want our vehicles to work every day, every time. So at Kottman Transmission, we provide free diagnostics as well as superior service and workmanship to keep your vehicle on the road. If you need us, we're here. We answer our phone 24 hours a day, every day, and we provide pickup and drop-off to help your life run smoothly. For prompt and reliable maintenance and repairs, Kottman Transmission has two convenient locations to serve you, on South Broadway north of Yale and on Ward Road north of I-70. For more information, please visit KottmanDenver.com.
This is Tom Harbin. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
It's Tiger. I need you to do me a huge favor. Can you please take your name off your phone? My wife went through my phone and maybe calling you. If you can, please take your name off that and just have it as a number on the voicemail. Just have it as your telephone number. That's it. Okay, you gotta do this for me. Huge, quickly. All right, bye.
You got to do this for me. Huge. Quickly, 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 quickly. Bye, bye. So first you grab the phone, you make that phone call, and then you grab for the Rolaids. Yeah, indeed. Heartburn that bad can only be cured by Rolaids, the sponsor of the Bill Press Heartburn Moment of the Week. How do you spell relief? R-O-L-A-I-D-S. Hey, we need some relief from something else, too, I got to tell you. We need some relief from Sarah Palin. Oh, my God. She's continuing her book tour and continuing to give interviews. Hey, by the way, you don't have to buy her. Don't buy her book, Going Rogue. I mean, come on. That's just sloppily thrown together a little puff piece on Sarah Palin. The book you want is Going Rouge. The real look at Sarah Palin, put together by the editors of Nation Magazine, and you can get it only on our website and website of your other progressive talk show host, Sarah Palin, An American Nightmare, Going Rouge. Go to the website, BillPressShow.com. Click on the cover of the book and order as many copies as you want, at least one for yourself and 5 or 10 for your best friends. I've been reading through it. It's a real hoot. Really, really great. Anyhow, back to Sarah Palin. So yesterday she was in Minneapolis and she took time out to do a little radio interview with, conservative talk show host Rusty Humphries, and he asks her about the birthers issue. Yeah, you would think that Sarah Palin would say, oh, come on, let's focus on serious issues. You know, let's just not get distracted by this. These are just a bunch of nuts out there. Uh-uh, because these nuts are her people, and she keeps the issue alive.
I think the public, rightfully, is still making it an issue. I don't have a problem with that. I don't know if I would have to bother to make it an issue, because I think enough members of the electorate still want answers.
Do you think it's a fair question to be looking at?
I think it's a fair question, just like I think past associations and past voting records, all of that is fair game.
There she is, Airhead Sarah Palin, she and Lou Dobbs. Don't you think they make a great ticket?
Does this really come as a surprise, though? I mean, if anybody is going to be dumb enough to be a birther, I mean, it would be Sarah Palin, right?
Yeah, I must admit, I have such a low opinion of her, but yeah. I was still surprised by that. I thought she would just say, no, let's move on. I mean, that's okay. So, I don't know. I think it's going to be tough for her, vice presidential running mate, whether she'll choose Lou Dobbs or Alan Keyes. You know, either one would keep the birther thing alive. Hey, a big, busy day at the White House yesterday, as we were talking about with Johansson there from the UFCW on the job summit. And after the job summit, the president and the first lady and the first daughters and the first grandmother went out to the south lawn of the White House for the ceremonial lighting of the Christmas tree. Here's the president giving the countdown.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I love that, his surprise. Oh, my God. Oh, yeah, it actually worked. Something worked around here.
It better work.
Yeah, it better work. That's right. There are a lot of people standing by.
I hope Desiree Rogers wasn't in charge of that.
She wasn't in charge. That's why. Yeah, that's why it worked. The president then giving his season's greetings to all of us.
I want to wish all of you a very Merry Christmas. May you go out with joy and be led forth in peace.
So if you come to the district now, you can see the big Christmas tree in front of the U.S. Capitol, and then a little farther down the mall, the White House Christmas tree on the ellipse in back of the White House. Happy holidays. I'll be back with a parting shot.
We did not come to fear the future. We came here to shape it. I still believe we can act, even when it's hard.
The official morning show of the Obama generation. This is the Bill Press Show.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's progressive talk. AM760.net.
What if I said you could erase your wrinkles, tighten your skin, and make frown lines disappear from view, all without surgery or injections? With all the creams you've tried, you're probably skeptical. So I'm going to prove it to you by sending you a free trial of a scientific breakthrough called Hydroxytone. Shed years from your appearance faster than you ever thought possible.
I looked at her, and I was just, wow, she looks so young.
I told her I couldn't believe how smooth her face looks.
She's lost, what, 10 years at least?
Request your risk-free trial of this proven breakthrough today. The results are so impressive. Hydroxytone was given away in VIP gift bags at international film festivals.
She always looked good to me, but now I can't believe how young she looks.
Call now for your free trial of hydroxytone. For a limited time, try it before you buy it. 1-800-300-0841. But hurry, when this offer's gone, it's gone. Call 1-800-300-0841. 1-800-300-0841.
Listen carefully to this message. If you're about to buy hardwood flooring, you're going to pay too much. Unless, of course, you buy from us. We're Lumber Liquidators, and no one, including those big box stores, can sell wood flooring for less. When you buy your quality hardwood flooring from Lumber Liquidators, you save hundreds, if not thousands, every time. Because we buy direct from the mills. We are truly the wood floor experts. To prove it, we'll send you our beautiful, full-colored catalog absolutely free. Call 1-800-560-9010. It's filled with top quality hardwood flooring for less. Solid hardwoods in cherry, oak, and walnut, bamboo, laminates, and even Bellawood prefinished flooring with a 50-year warranty. The same floor Bob Vila has in his home. Don't pay more than you have to for flooring. Call Lumber Liquidators now. We even offer installation and financing. Visit your local Lumber Liquidators or call now for your free catalog. 1-800-560-9010. That's 1-800-560-9010. 1-800-560-9010.
The anti-aging skincare market is so saturated right now, advertisers will say anything to get you to buy their products. So how do you know which ones to believe? Here's a little secret. Confidence. Companies so confident in their products, they're willing to give them away for free. Like the makers of Hydroxytone. Dermatologist-recommended Hydroxytone is clinically proven to visibly erase wrinkles, tighten skin, and make frown lines disappear. It can take years off your appearance faster than you ever thought possible. And if you call now, it's free. The number for your free trial is 1-800-200-3691. See what I mean? Confidence. Hydroxytone's results are so impressive, it was even given away in celebrity gift bags at the Emmy Awards and featured in Allure magazine. Take advantage of this risk-free offer and see for yourself. What do you have to lose, other than a few wrinkles? Get your free trial of Hydroxytone at 1-800-200-3691. Supplies are extremely limited, so please hurry. 1-800-200-3691.
You're listening to AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM760.net.
The Parting Shot with Bill Press. This is the Bill Press Show.
And on this Friday, December 4, my parting shot for today, you know, for a while it looked like there was one bright spot in President Obama's new strategy on Afghanistan. Yes, we were sending in 30,000 more troops, but they'd start coming home as early as July 2011. So the most they'd be there would be 18 months. But now, the more we learn about it, even that one bright spot has disappeared. In fact, it disappeared within 18 hours. First, Defense Secretary Robert Gates announced they would reevaluate in December 2010 whether we'd be able to meet the July 2011 deadline. Next, Secretary of State Hillary Clinton admitted that the deadline was flexible. We have not locked ourselves into leaving, she said. And then Joint Chiefs of Staff Mike Mullen admitted that they might decide to ignore the deadline altogether. The president always has choices, he assured members of Congress. In fact, when you go back and read the president's speech, you realize that he said the July 2011 deadline for starting to bring troops home would depend on, quote, conditions on the ground. In other words, nobody has any idea how long troops will be in Afghanistan or when they might start to come home. They might start coming home in July 2011, or they could still be there 10 or 20 years from now, just like we still have troops in Japan, Germany, South Korea, Bosnia, Kosovo, go down the list. Doesn't look good to me. That's my parting shot for today, folks. So, off to Chicago. Look forward to seeing many, many of you tomorrow night in Chicago. Next week, we're going to be joined by Frank Rich, New York Times, Ruth Reichel from Gourmet Magazine, Matt Taibbi from Rolling Stone, the president on his way to Allentown, and we're on our way out of here. See you Monday.
Is the Bill Press.
As a parent, can you imagine the heartbreaking pain of having your little girl or boy tearfully say, "I'm hungry. Is there anything to eat?" And you know there's not, because you just paid the rent or bought medicine or lost your job. At the Salvation Army, we're helping rising numbers of families in the Denver area who are hungry and have nowhere else to turn. They're middle-class neighbors with kids who have always taken care of themselves, but now they need your help to make ends meet. Please help bring groceries and hope to their kitchen table. Join the Salvation Army as we fight hunger this holiday season in Denver. Your gift of just $33 will help feed a family of four for an entire week or provide a small toy for each of their children. Please don't forget these families in need. Give now and you'll tell them that someone cares, that tomorrow can be better. To send your gift of $33, call 1-800-SAL-ARMY. That's 1-800-SAL-ARMY. Or visit am760.net.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and am760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedevani. It's better than most of the experts expected. A report the government released 30 minutes ago shows the economy lost only 11,000 jobs in November, the lowest number since the start of the recession exactly 2 years ago.
That means we're very close to a tipping point.
Economist Diane Swan.
We also saw some actual job gains during the month in professional services. These are the kinds of places we look for where employers are willing to dip their toe in the water of actually hiring again.
Unemployment fell to 10% even. It was 10.2% in October. Wall Street reaction to the news is favorable. S&P futures are up almost 14 points. President Obama will be in Allentown, Pennsylvania, about an hour from now to see how the economy is affecting the lives of ordinary Americans. Mayor Ed Pulaski says his constituents are anxious to hear what the president has to say.
They want to hear that the president cares, that Washington cares, that there is somebody in Washington who understands their plight.
The economy is putting a damper on holiday parties this year. Live to CBS's Steve Kathan. Steve, our company's trying to save money. Or is something else going on?
Well, saving money is part of it, but image is also in the mix. At many big Wall Street firms like Goldman Sachs, no holiday parties. Firms that got bailout money don't want to be seen celebrating. 62% of all companies are holding holiday parties this year. 90% did back in 2007. If yours is making merry, you might have to share party space with another office. Some restaurants and clubs are offering package deals. Frank?
This is just in from Kabul. 1,000 Marines and Afghan troops have launched what's called a major offensive in southern Afghanistan. It's the first since President Obama announced plans for a troop buildup. The NATO allies meeting in Brussels have agreed to send roughly 7,000 more troops to Afghanistan. Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen.
If this international effort is to succeed, and it will, it must be a true team effort.
But British analyst Michael Clark says success in Afghanistan will not come quickly.
Nobody who understands Afghanistan on the ground thinks that this job will be done anytime soon before 2014, 2015.
After a trial of 11 months, the murder case against Seattle college student Amanda Knox is in the hands of an Italian jury. Her father, Kurt, was in the court as Knox pleaded with the jurors not to make her wear the mask of an assassin.
It was quiet. You could hear a pin drop, and just listening to her words, you could tell it was very emotional.
Police in Mexico City have broken up a slave labor operation and rescued scores of workers. CBS's Adrian Bard has that.
These people were put on bunks with no mattresses. There was trash everywhere. There was rotting food. These people were forced to work from 8 a.m. up until midnight every day. They were punished if they didn't want to work.
Overseas, Roman Polanski has posted bail and been released to confinement at his Swiss chalet pending extradition to California on a child sex charge. This is CBS News.
This holiday season, give the most eternal, unique gift of the year. Name a star after someone. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we'll name a star after anyone on your gift list. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office, and we will send an incredible personalized gift package. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that shines forever.
Chevy is building cars and crossovers that are getting a lot of attention. In fact, even the critics are enthusiastic. See for yourself. Auto Week magazine says Traverse, quite simply, is one of the best vehicles, not just crossovers, on the road today. The 8-passenger, 24 MPG highway Traverse. Just one of the critically acclaimed cars and crossovers from Chevy. Compare them to anyone, and may the best car win. Fuel economy based on EPA estimates.
AM 760 local news update. Supporters of medical marijuana are scheduled to kick off a rally this hour at the state capitol. Colorado Patients and Providers Coalition plans to introduce patients, caregivers, and providers of Colorado-grown medical marijuana at the rally. It says it wants to dispel rumors about medical marijuana treatment. Colorado's 7th District Congressional seat has another Republican hoping to unseat Ed Perlmutter. Lang Sias announced his candidacy.
I think our Constitution in a federal system envisions pushing a lot of things downhill, and I think that's at the core sort of small-c conservatism.
Sias says his focus will be on job growth. He's an attorney and a veteran of two wars. The FBI says he's robbed 9 banks, the latest on Tuesday. They're trying to catch the $83 bandit before he gets violent.
We don't know if he's armed or, you know, if he's willing to follow through with the threats that he has earlier stated in his note.
Crime Stoppers is offering a $2,000 reward for information leading to his arrest. In sports, the Nuggets beat the Heat last night. The Avs lost to the Penguins. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where the pavement is dry and clear, and we're seeing slowdowns in those usual spots for a typical Friday morning, like southbound I-25, 104 towards 84th. Southbounders on 2 1/4, kind of feeling it on that approach to Alameda. Got a minor accident on the end of the ramp from Brighton as you're trying to get on to eastbound I-70. Watch out for some activity there. And then there's a jackknife semi on the ramp from westbound C-470 as he was trying to get on to Broadway. Now you can get right around that, but they are trying to tow him out of your way. Quick check on today. Forecast. It's going to be a sunny day, warmer than yesterday, high in the low to mid 30s. Will be windy at times in the overnight especially. Pretty much the same conditions on Saturday. Getting cold on Sunday, snow likely, high of only 20 degrees. Currently, it's 8. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Don't miss Kohl's incredible Christmas 3-day sale with the lowest prices of the season during power hours, Friday 3 p.m. to midnight and Saturday 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
The one thing I love about your show is you never throw me a softball.
David Sirota.
Always, you're going to give me a hard question no matter what.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Wow! 7:06 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Thank God it's Friday. I did not sleep well last night. I have not been sleeping well, but last night I really didn't sleep well. I kind of had like a mild anxiety attack. I did. Just couldn't sleep. This week
I've been
really...
having those too, Dave.
Why are you having them?
I don't know why I'm having them, but I got a little relief for them, if you know what I mean.
Nice. Nice. Yes. You got to get me some of that relief.
Yeah. So, we'll see if it works. It seemed to do the trick last night. It's just a little sleeping aid.
Is it something medicinal? They're thinking about legalizing here in Colorado.
It's not that. It's something that's totally legal for me.
Okay.
You know, but I went and saw the doctor. I'm like, Doc, I can't sleep. Yeah. You know, what's going on?
Yeah, I need to do that.
And doctor's just like, well, let's put you on Zoloft. I'm like, I'm not depressed. I just want to sleep.
So he just gave you something to knock you out.
Something to knock me out at night.
Nice.
Yeah, so I'm, you know.
I need to do that.
You need to try the blue oil, too, dude.
Yeah, I've heard about that. Have you been trying about the blue oil?
Yeah, but I wish it was the medicinal type, but it's to the prescription type.
Yeah, and I've been trying to figure out what... I think it's this week has just really gotten to me, this whole war thing. I've gotten a lot of nasty hate mail.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
The instant messages, and you can always do that at am760.net and click over to Dave's page and send him a nasty email. He loves those.
Yeah, I love them. They keep me up at night, folks. But, yeah, I've been getting a lot of nasty email. Oh, you shouldn't criticize the president, et cetera, et cetera. And we were going to talk about, and I will get to some of the discussion, some follow-up discussion about the gun issue at CSU. If you haven't heard, CSU is thinking about or had been thinking about ending its term as one of the only schools in the nation that still allows concealed carry weapons on campus. And I'll fill you in on a couple more details I found on that story. But I want to open up today, the first hour here, with something that we don't do very often. But I want to hear from folks. I want to hear folks' nominations for Butthole of the Week. Buttholes of the Week. Who is your Butthole of the Week? And I'm guessing that a lot of people out there are pretty pissed off in general And I'm curious, because I keep running into people and people are not in a good mood of late. I'm curious, what are you in particular pissed off about right now? It's an open forum in this first hour. I want to hear anything. You can be pissed off at your spouse. You can be pissed off at President Obama. You can be pissed off at the state of our state. I'm just curious what people are really, really ticked off right now. It can be anything from the small to the really, really huge. Now, before we kick off that discussion, and you can call us at 303-713-7600. I just want to introduce my buddy, Mike Levy.
Hello.
He is he's in studio. He's a guy, he's my best friend, went to high school with me when I was a spaz, and I still am a spaz.
The stories that I could tell, Dave.
The stories that you could
tell. The problem is if I told everyone about the prom date that you had senior year and how she left the prom early so you drove to her house in the middle of the night and did donuts on her lawn to get back at her, if I told people that story, you could tell the story of the troll
yes.
that I brought to
them. So we've got collateral on each other. And Mike is a teacher out in New Hampshire at one of the most prestigious schools, boarding schools in the world. In the world, John Kerry went to went to the school
Gary
that you
Trudeau
teach at.
As well.
That's right. That's right. And Mike, when I referred to my friend that I went to China with, Mike is the guy who was a Peace Corps volunteer in China. Who, when I left the show for a couple weeks this summer, we were visiting with Mike. So, if you have any questions about anything related to China, what it's like to live in China, what's going on in China, feel free to ask Mike as well. We got a guy who's lived in the interior of the country right here. 303-713-7600. And I'll start off by nominating my butthole of the week is definitely Barack Obama.
Whoa.
And I know that's gonna piss off a lot of people, but I've just been thinking about this. And before everyone gets upset and pissed off, it's obviously I nominate him for that because of the war. And I want to explain more fully why that is. We've heard a lot of people when we've been discussing the war saying that Barack Obama promised. He promised that he was going to massively escalate the war. And I decided last night to take a look about whether that was true. Cuz you hear that a lot. And I went back and I looked. And what I found is that Barack Obama made a promise in a New York Times op-ed in July in which he promised to send two brigades. Two brigades of troops is 10,000 troops. Two brigades of troops is not 50,000 troops plus another probably 50,000 private military contractors. So I started looking a little bit more deeply into this and found that, it's not that he necessarily lied, because he never said he was going to end the Afghanistan war. That's true. But the whole idea that he's fulfilling a campaign promise, that's not true either. That's about as honest as saying that when George W. Bush in 2000 said that he's not going to do any nation building, remember that famous clip where he said, "I'm not a nation builder"? That's about Barack Obama saying that George Bush didn't lie about that or didn't mislead people. How about that? Not just not lie. How about mislead? Saying that George Bush didn't mislead people by that statement when you juxtapose it with him going into Iraq. I would say that a lot of conservatives probably said when they heard George Bush say, "I'm not going to be a nation builder," that when we went and did nation building in Iraq, there were a lot of honest conservatives out there. Maybe not a lot, because there are not a lot of honest conservatives out there. But among honest conservatives, you heard some people say, "Hey, I feel really misled." And George Bush would say, "Well, I also said I wanted to protect freedom, protect the country," right? So he had technically, an out. He could say, "Well, I didn't lie. I had to protect the country." It's kind of the same thing with Obama. He could say, "Well, yeah, I said I was going to send at least two brigades, and I said at least." So that gives me kind of a way to lawyer my way out of it when I actually send nine brigades. But I still think that you can feel betrayed and feel misled. Because if you are led to believe that Obama, because he campaigned on an anti-war platform in general, saying he was going to change the Bush foreign policy, I think you can feel betrayed or misled to then see that he promised a slight strike force style escalation in Afghanistan. And now he has doubled. He has doubled our occupation there. At a time, by the way, when the New York Times is reporting, and this is important, Gates says Afghan drawdown timing is flexible. Obama administration officials tried again on Thursday to reassure members of Congress anxious about the military buildup in Afghanistan, telling them repeatedly that American troops can begin to withdraw in July 2011. But the lawmakers seemed more interested in how long the withdrawal would take. Defense Secretary Robert Gates said July 2011 will be the beginning of a process, an inflection point of transition for Afghan forces as they begin to assume greater responsibility. So the deadline for getting out of Afghanistan now already slipping. So I think it's fair to feel misled. I think it's perfectly right to feel like we were misled with this Afghanistan escalation. And if I can, I'm not sure I've got enough time here. I think I do. I want to read some excerpts of a piece by Gary Wills in the New York Review of Books. And he was a big, big Obama supporter and well-esteemed historian. Mike, you know Gary Wills.
Definitely.
Gary Wills is like a big deal and not an overstated guy. And here's what he writes. Afghanistan, the betrayal. I did not think he would lose me so soon, sooner than Bill Clinton did. Like many people, I was deeply invested in the success of our first African-American president. I had written op-ed pieces and articles to support him. My wife and I maxed out in donations for him. Our children had been ardent for his cause. Others I respect have given up on him before now. I can see why. His backtracking on the treatment of torture, his hesitations to give up on renditions, on detentions, on military commissions, on signing statements, and disheartening continuations of George Bush's heritage. But I kept hoping that he was using these concessions to buy leeway for his most important position, for the ground on which his presidential bid was predicated. There was only one thing that brought him to the attention of the nation as a future president. It was opposition to the Iraq War. None of his serious rivals for the nomination, the Democratic nomination, had those credentials. It set him apart. He put in clarion terms the truth about the war, that it was a dumb war, that it went after an enemy where he was not hiding, that it had no indigenous base of support, that it had no sensible goal and no foreseeable cutoff point. He said that he would not oppose war in general, but dumb wars. On that basis, we went for him. And now, says Gary Wills, he betrays us. Although he talked of a larger commitment to Afghanistan, he has now officially adopted his very own war. One with all the disqualifications that he attacked in the Iraq engagement. This war, too, is a dumb one. It has even less indigenous props than Iraq did. Iraq at least had a functioning government. The Afghan government that replaced the Taliban is not only corrupt, but ineffectual. The country is riven by tribal war, militancy, warlordism, and fueled by a drug economy. Interrupting the drug industry will destabilize what order there is and increase hostility to us. We've been in Afghanistan for 8 years. Earning hatred as occupiers, and after this record for longevity in American wars, we will be there for still more years, earning even more hatred. It gives us not another Iraq, but another Vietnam, with wobbly rulers and an alien culture. Although Obama says he plans to begin withdrawal from Afghanistan in July of 2011, and you just heard how that's already moving. He will, meanwhile, be sending there not only soldiers, but the contract employees that cling about us now like camp followers, corrupt adjuncts in perpetuity. Obama did not mention these plagues that now equal the number of military personnel we dispatch. We are sending off thousands of people to take and give bribes to drug dealers in Afghanistan. If we had wanted Bush's wars and contractors and corruption, we could have voted for John McCain. At least we would have seen our foe facing us, not felt him at our back, as now we do. The Republicans are given a great boon by this new war. They can use its cost to say that domestic needs are too expensive to be met. And remember that. I'm going to fill you in on that. Healthcare, education, and infrastructure. They can say that military recruitments from the poor make job creation unnecessary. They can call it Obama's war when it's really theirs. They can attack it and support it at the same time with equal advantage. I cannot vote for any Republicans, says Gary Wills. But Obama will not get another penny from me or another word of praise after this betrayal. And in all this, I know that my disappointment does not matter. What really matters are the lives of the young men and women he is sending off to senseless death. That's from Gary Wills. We'll post it on our website at am760.net over on the Dave Sirota page. And Gary Wills mentioned that the war costs will be used to say we cannot accomplish the kinds of things we need to accomplish
here. You know what I'd be interested in? Did Gary Wills oppose going into Afghanistan from the beginning, which no one did?
Very few people oppose that. So I don't know if he did.
Well,
it's 8 years down the road.
But if the job isn't done, which is what Obama would say.
Do you really believe the job isn't done?
Well, what is the job?
Well, the job was, I guess it's fit. I mean, the question is whether you think you need 100,000 troops to find about 95 Al-Qaeda people in a cave.
Well, there have never been more than 95 Al-Qaeda people in a cave.
So
you either are going to stay there and get them all, or don't go at the beginning.
Yeah, except the question is whether you need 100,000 of them, 100,000 troops
there. That's what the military says, right? What do they say, 300,000 is the...
You need 600,000.
They say 600,000 is what we need
to run a counterinsurgency campaign in the entire country.
So we need 600,000 to do it. And
not, hold on, you're mixing up two things. You need 600,000 to run a counterinsurgency campaign against the entire Taliban. You most certainly do not need 600,000 to hunt down the 90 or 95 Al-Qaeda people. There's a difference between the Al-Qaeda people and the Taliban movement.
All right. So we are not going to have a counterinsurgency. We're just going to hunt down.
But we have 100,000 people there. It's absolutely bizarre.
I don't even understand what's going on.
Yeah, I don't think anybody understands what's going on. And I think to Gary Wills' point about how this is going to sap resources from other priorities, this is the headline in the New York Times today. Obama turns to job creation, but warns of limited funds. After months of focusing on Afghanistan, President Obama turned his attention on Thursday to high level of joblessness, but offered no promise that he could do much to bring unemployment down quickly, even as he comes under pressure from his own party to do more at a White House forum scheduled for the day before the government releases unemployment figures. Obama sought new ideas, but he continued to say that the government now may not have the funds to pay for any new jobs program. So this is what it's all about, and this is why Barack Obama, for me, this week, is my nomination for Butthole of the Week. And I want to hear your nominations for Butthole of the Week. 303-713-7600. 303-713-7600. Also, so that we don't make it just a criticism fest, feel free to give us your nomination for Hero of the Week. My nomination for Hero of the Week, Congressman Jared Polis, who I have had problems with before. But Jared Polis was on this radio station yesterday saying unequivocally that he is going to vote against the Afghanistan war buildup. So Jared Polis, I think, is taking a very crystal clear position, saying he'll even vote against funding for
it. That's huge.
Yeah, it is big. After the break, we're going to get Turk's Butthole of the Week. We're going to get my buddy Mike Levy in studio with us, his Butthole of the Week. I want to hear from you, 303-713-7600, and I will update you a little bit on some other stories right off the wire, including Andrew Romanoff taking a pretty bold stand on not taking PAC money. So the Senate race heats up. 303-713-7600. We got a couple open lines. Nominations for Butthole of the Week, and then if you just want to sound off on what you're pissed off about, because I couldn't sleep last night, I think, because I've been just ticked off at the entire world.
3-hour show isn't long enough for me, Dave, to go off today.
Well, I want to hear what you're pissed off about. What are you most pissed off about, Terry?
I'm pissed off about this NBC Comcast merger.
Yeah, that's going to...
I mean, I'm really pissed off about that.
It's going to drive up cable rates.
Yeah, it is.
It's a real problem.
I'm worried
about
the internet, too, man.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. It's going to be
That guest we had yesterday, and I'm a media guy. And I think that Comcast-NBC merge is really a bad thing for viewers.
It is absolutely a mess. A mess. The state of the world is a mess. At least it's sunny out, going up to, into the 30s today. Let's get a traffic update with John Turner.
You got it, Dave. Traffic is pretty busy in the normal spots around town, but a lot lighter than we've seen the last couple of days with the snow on the road. Minor accident on the end of the ramp from Brighton Boulevard to eastbound I-70. Still trying to clean up this crash in Littleton. It's an accident involving a semi on the ramp from westbound C-470 to Brighton. Broadway. Also crash at Leechdale and Monaco. And Duck Stacy, spilled load westbound I-70 at Pecos. Looks like somebody dropped a load of metal there on the road. It's causing people to get their tires cut, causing some flat tires out there. Your forecast, sunny skies, milder, a high around 35 degrees. Tomorrow, same deal with highs in the upper 30s. Sunday, light snow throughout the day and a high of 18. Currently, 12 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. It's now at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared.
Life has its moments. Make them unforgettable with Pandora bracelets, beads, earrings, and charms from Jared. Jared has an outstanding Pandora collection, literally hundreds of items.
It can only be Jared.
Visit Jared on December 4th and 5th and get a Pandora jewelry box free with each $100 Pandora purchase. Available at most locations.
Hi, I'm Sandra, co-founder of Discovery Outsourcing, a Denver-based professional employer organization. Discovery handles details of your workforce like human resources, payroll, and health insurance. Our large group healthcare plan is healthcare reform for small businesses today. If you have between 8 and 200 employees, find out how we can help.
Call Sandra at Discovery Outsourcing, 303-868-5257, or go to discoveryoutsourcing.com. That's discoveryoutsourcing.com.
Finding something you can rely on is easier than you think. I'm Norm Miller, chairman of Interstate Batteries, and our batteries are just around the corner from you. Sold at over 200,000 retailers. Heck, we're in every county in the U.S. And that means it's easier than ever to own the Interstate Battery peace of mind. Because with one of ours, you'll hear this. Instead of this. Call 1-800-CRANK-IT. Or visit InterstateBatteries.com to find the dealer nearest you. Interstate Batteries. Outrageously dependable.
The following is the voice of someone who reported software piracy to the Business Software Alliance. How was it working with the BSA? The
process was great, very simple. That's sort of the nice thing about it being confidential, too. You don't have to worry about people coming back and saying, hey, you reported us, what were you thinking, that type of thing.
Report software piracy confidentially by the end of the year, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit NoPiracy.com, otherwise call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BSA.
A new study from Carfax shows that the number of salvaged cars for sale has more than doubled. You want to avoid buying these rebuilt wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com. Are you heading out to buy a used car this weekend? You can find a great deal, but you have to do some homework. Before you buy, make sure the dealer shows you a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com.
Where can you find the best Indian, Nepal, and Tibetan cuisine? At the Yak and Yeti Restaurant and Brew Pub. Family-owned, the Yak and Yeti serves lunch from 11 to 3 and dinner from 5 to 9:30, 7 days a week. And enjoy a weekend breakfast buffet from 7 to 10 a.m. at the Old Town Arvada location on Ralston Road. Visit their second location on 86th and Sheridan in Westminster. Dine in or take out at the Yak and Yeti Restaurant and Brew Pub. TheYakandYeti.com.
On AM760 Progressive Talk. Let me fill you in on a little state news here. Andrew Romanoff making some news and good news. Romanoff eschews PAC money, explains surprisingly low-key campaign. This is the headline of the Colorado Independent. Democratic U.S. Senate candidate and former Colorado Speaker of the House, Andrew Romanoff, told a crowd of students that he was trying to lead by example with his so far low-key campaign. Earlier in the day, his staff announced Romanoff will not be taking any political action committee contributions. Which is good. I mean, it's a somewhat symbolic measure, but it's good. It's good. PAC money is where corporations bundle a lot of their money. Later on in the broadcast, we are going to play a audio clip of Scott McGinnis, the Republican candidate for governor. He could be nominated for Butthole of the Week for the statement that we're going to play a little bit later on in the broadcast, where he claims to be, remember, he's probably going to be the Republican nominee for governor here in Colorado. He now is claiming openly to be the leader of the Tea Party movement. That's right. He's Captain Teabag. So, Scott McGinnis declaring himself captain of the Colorado Teabaggers.
Or king of the Teabags.
Colorado King of the Teabaggers. And which could get him a good nomination for Butthole of the Week. Who's your nomination for Butthole of the Week? 303 713 7600 is the number. 303-713-7600. I just read this piece about from Gary Wills, the esteemed historian about Afghanistan. We're going to post it on our website, am760.net. Click over to the Dave Sirota page. It's a fantastic piece. It's a really, really powerful piece. I hope you check it out. It, I think, I hope, justifies my nomination of Barack Obama for Butthole of the Week, for massively escalating a war, a land war in Central Asia, as the Princess Bride. Was it the Princess Bride?
Yeah, it was Vincini.
That's right, as Vincini from the Princess Bride reminded us. And we're going to get to your calls now, 303-713-7600. But before we do, I just want to play one other clip. On my Twitter page, and you can subscribe to my Twitter feed at twitter.com/David Sirota. I was trying to think. There's a lot of these pundits out there saying they are expressing what I would call distance bravery, where they live in New York City and Washington D.C. and they are very brave in pushing other people to go 7,000 miles away and potentially die in wars. It's kind of chicken hawks. I call it distance bravery. And I was thinking, what is the clarion call of these people who think that they're being tough by supporting a massive war that they and their family members and their friends don't have to fight? And really their clarion call can be summed up by Peter Venkman, the scientist. You know him probably more as one of the leading Ghostbusters. Their clarion call is this.
Gozer was a man. Whatever it wants to be.
But whatever it is, it's got to get by us.
Right.
Oh, Turk. Turk.
Go get her, Ray.
There it is. That's the clarion call of the people saying, go over, telling other people to go over and die. Go get her, Ray.
And if you remember what happened, he does try.
Yeah, Ray tries.
He steps forward.
Yeah.
And gets destroyed.
He gets absolutely
completely destroyed.
That's exactly right. So that is the clarion call. So for I just was thinking about this. That is what the people who are saying, yay, we should escalate the war in Afghanistan, let other people go and fight and die for my crazy harebrained neoconservative ideas. Go get her, Ray.
Okay, so she's a dog.
She is a dog. All right, let's go to the phones. Nominations for Butthole of the Week. Turk, you almost got yourself a nomination for Butthole of the Week with the collapse there of our Atari computers here at AM760.
I tell you what, it's not the IT department is not on my crap list, but it's just technology in general. That's one thing I could go off for an hour about.
That's what you're angry about. You've been angry about that.
Cell phones, computers, stereos, you name it. It's been driving me crazy for last week. But
So for everybody who's listening, 303-713-7600, nominate your Butthole of the Week. Feel free to sound off about anything that you are really, really pissed off about.
Tiger Woods gets my Butthole of the Week.
All right,
award.
Turk nominates Tiger Woods. I got Barack Obama. Mike, who do you got?
Well, I'm kind of interested to see if your listeners are nominating local politicians. It seems like you have a lot of good stuff going on out here. Like New Hampshire, where I'm from, we don't even have a government.
What do you mean you don't have a government?
There's no taxes.
Right, very low tax state.
So there's no roads.
Dude,
I mean the potholes everywhere.
Dave,
there's no kindergarten in my state.
There's no kindergarten?
No. You cannot send
your Colorado
child.
Could become, because I want to read you this. You say your state has, I don't want to one-up you or one-down you on the headline of the Denver Post today. CU officials worried that low state funding may imperil med school's accreditation.
That's truly pathetic.
That is truly, truly pathetic. All right, let's go to the phones. Butthole of the Week, anything you're angry about. Tim in Longmont. Tim, you're on AM760.
Good morning.
Morning.
Mine is Dick Cheney.
That's a pretty easy one, but why?
Why? Because the guy is insane. He's a war criminal.
Why particularly this week?
Because if he can't, he can't stay out of it. If Obama does something, he's got to be in the news cycle, getting out there, trying to, I don't know what role he thinks he's playing other than just, most commenter on,
Yeah, everything. Well, I think he's what we used to call him when I went to college. I think he's an Alan Heyman. And what does an Alan Heyman mean? There was a guy at my college, when I went to Northwestern, who had a card He had business cards. He was one of those people, right? Everybody knows
as a freshman.
As a freshman, right? Everybody knows an Alan Heyman, right? And Alan Heyman is somebody who needs attention at all times, and is like, you know, it's kind of implies a mix of like Alex P. Keaton and also an attention hog. And Dick Cheney really is an Alan Heyman in the sense that you're right. He can't seem to just go away. Like Darth Vader, you've ruined the world. Please leave. Say again?
Or want to. In his case.
No, he doesn't want to. He needs attention.
Oh, yeah. And he would lead us into nuclear war with Iran. He would lead us into nuclear war with everything if it was his call. He would obliterate all life on this planet. I mean, he is evil manifest as a person.
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't agree with you more. And he definitely made some headlines this week by criticizing President Obama for, by the way, not escalating the war enough. So Dick Cheney, butthole of the week. That's from Tim and Lawman. Hey, Tim, stay warm out there, okay?
Dave, that's exactly the go-get-em Ray.
That is. Dick Cheney.
He is the ultimate go-get-em Ray.
Dick Cheney is a go-get-em Ray. That's right. Dick Cheney, Mr. Five Deferment, that is his sort of strategy. Somebody should go over and fight the wars that I've come up with, the ideas of the wars that I've come up with. He is go-get-em Ray. All right, we'll go back to the phones. Let's go to Debbie in Arvada. Debbie, you're on AM760.
Hello?
Hello, Debbie.
Hi, how are you?
All right. I'm a little pissed off. You?
Yeah, I'm about the same.
Yeah.
I called yesterday before, right when you guys were going off the air, but I was calling about the CSU students that voted to keep the guns on campus.
Yes, ma'am.
And I think they're the buttholes of the week.
Yeah, I think they are. I mean, that was shocking to me. 21-3 was the vote at CSU to keep CSU as one of the only campuses in the country to allow concealed weapons. And I should have mentioned at the top of the hour at eight, we're going to have on a guest from the Violence Policy Center who has crunched the numbers about how many people have been killed by people with concealed handgun permits. And we're going to go into the numbers about really how much of a threat that they are. And I don't want to overblow the threat. Right, I don't want to fear monger here, but I also want to get out some of the numbers. And I agree with you. I mean, something. If you're up in Fort Collins, I don't know. No, you're in Arvada,
no.
But I think folks up in Fort Collins are probably some folks up there are probably pissed off.
Well, I'm a CSU alum from years ago. I graduated there in the early '80s, and I'll tell you, I don't think it's probably changed much when I was there. That is a big party school, and there's lots of drinking all the time, and I just imagine when you guys were talking about this yesterday, I mean, all the testosterone and, you know, drinking that goes on, you don't want to give people guns.
Yeah, except
it's really terrifying.
Except there's one, I mean, the other side of the argument would be that, look, they've been legal up to now and there hasn't been an act of violence on campus. That is also true.
Well, yeah, that's a good point, but
I'm not arguing for it. I'm just saying that's the argument, you know,
Dave, do you know how old do you have to be before you can legally conceal a gun?
That I don't know. I don't purport to know.
Could it be 18?
It might be. I'm sure somebody's going to email us.
I hope somebody does, because I'd like to know if we believe that you are more soon responsible enough to carry a weapon in your boot than you are to have a beer.
That's a good question.
Well, they send troops that are 18 years old, don't they?
They do send troops that are 18 years old. That's exactly right, and they're carrying more than a handgun. Hey, Debbie, thanks so much for the call.
Yeah, thanks. Take care.
All right. 7:37 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're taking your nominations for Butthole of the Week. I have nominated President Obama for massively escalating the Afghanistan war. John Turk has nominated... Who'd you nominate? You nominated Tiger Woods.
Tiger, like, idiot.
Right,
come on,
Tiger Woods.
You're a wife and you're out there screwing around.
Tiger.
We've gotten a nomination of Dick Cheney. We've gotten a nomination of the students at CSU who voted to keep their campus militarized effectively. You haven't made a nomination, Mike.
I'm going to go the other way. I'm going to nominate a hero of the week.
Okay.
I'm going to try to uplift.
My hero of the week is Jared Polis. Congressman Jared Polis was
right.
on this
no,
show.
No, yes, you've got good stuff going on out here, David. Really, Denver politics, really interesting. My heroes of the week, two women authors. I don't usually read the USA Today, but I was flipping
You're
through it
plane.
Yesterday. I was on
That's
plane,
right.
And I saw that the top five books sold in America right now. Okay. You can probably guess the first one.
Sarah Palin.
Yeah, Sarah Palin. So she is
you're
one
nominating,
of
my, she's
my hero of the week. And the other, Stephanie Meyer, who's the one who's writing the books about the vampire children. Mm-hmm. And they're like,
the Twilight?
Four of the top five books in America are her books. Can you believe that? Four of the top five. So the top five books in America right now, all written by women. I think that's pretty awesome. Sarah Palin, I know you look at, you're looking at me like I should go jump out a window. But let's face it. What is she? An entertainer. She's obviously a joke if in politics. I mean, a complete joke. But she is an entertainer. And she's out there entertaining the people. She's Britney Spears, right? So I... Hero.
Well, you're going to piss off the audience, but okay. In
but
studio,
I'm
we
not
have...
Saying, listen, I'm not saying she's
window,
a,
Mike.
I'm not saying she's a genius.
But she's your... She,
I'm
and,
saying
and,
she's an entertainer. Look, at everyone in the studio is, like, throwing things at me. She's not... I'm not saying she's smart. I'm saying she's
cut
entertaining.
His mic. Cut his
oh,
mic.
She is entertaining.
She
gives us lots to laugh about.
She absolutely.
Does give us
absolutely.
Lots.
Absolutely.
She does give us lots to laugh.
Absolutely.
All right, we'll take your calls. 303-713-7600. Heroes and buttholes of the week. Give us your nominations, and feel free to sound off on anything else that you're pissed off in this pissed-off hour of the first hour. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Traffic might be making you crazy if you're on westbound 6th Avenue. Got a crash near Wadsworth. Two cars involved. Delays back to Sheridan. Also got an accident with a car going into the Platte River. Platte River Drive in Evans. And finally a crash at Leedsdale in Monaco. Crews did just clean up that semi-crash. Westbound C-470 on the ramp to Broadway. Pretty normal looking Friday morning commute for us. Normally traffic's a little lighter than the rest of the week, and that looks like the mold this morning. Your forecast, mostly sunny skies, warmer, highs in the mid-30s. Right now, 15 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This is Mario Solis Marich. Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Soul Source Solar.
Find out why USAA has the highest customer retention rate in the auto insurance business. Visit USAAinsurance.com. That's USAAinsurance.com.
You like that nothing beats Castrol Edge and wear protection.
That's awesome.
That's thinking with your dipstick. You switch to Castrol Edge for 8 times better wear protection than Mobil 1.
That's awesome.
That's thinking with your dipstick. You sent that photo from the company party to the whole office.
Johnson, in my office!
So, not awesome.
That's not thinking with your dipstick. Think with your dipstick. Upgrade to Castrol Edge. It's more than just oil. It's liquid engineering. Learn more at yourdipstick.com.
5W30s tested in industry standard sequence 4A wear test.
Hey there. Cool jacket.
Oh, thanks. My wife got it for me at REI. Perfect gift for days like this.
No kidding. Crisp winter air, lots of fresh snow, the sun is shining. Does it get any better than this?
Let's think about that for a minute. Yeah, no,
it doesn't.
This is pretty much best thing ever.
Yeah.
Just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out. Guarantee your holiday happiness by giving great gifts from REI. Hurry into your local REI store or shop REI.com. REI. Find out.
Magic Johnson for Rent-A-Center.
There's nothing more exciting than getting the good stuff for the holidays. That's why Rent-A-Center's got quality brand name merchandise with no credit checks, no need for layaway. Hey, check this out. They're even delivered same day, no extra charge. And your satisfaction is always guaranteed. Better get some wrapping paper. You've got work to do. Rent-A-Center, we make it easy to make it your own.
This is a rental purchase transaction. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Hey, it's Juliana Rancic live on the red carpet with the winner of Entertainer of the Year, the Comcast Hollywood Triple Play. With me now, Shaquille O'Neal and Ben Stein.
Thank you.
So, guys, what's all the buzz about?
This is the real deal for movie lovers. Yeah, you get access to thousands of on-demand choices.
Oh, fierce.
Plus the Hollywood Premiere Movie Pass,
which includes an additional 24 new release on-demand movies your first year. That's worth $150, Juliana.
Wow, sounds like a hit.
This is the biggest thing since you, Ben.
Comcast presents the Hollywood Value Plus Triple Play. With thousands of on-demand choices, lightning-fast internet, and unlimited local calling for just $99 a month for the first 12 months. Plus, you'll get the Hollywood Premiere Movie Pass, which gives you 24 new release on-demand movies your first year. But hurry, this offer is only showing until December 6th. Call 1-800-COMCAST now.
New residential customers only. After 1 year, regular rates apply. Equipment installation, taxes, and fees extra.
77-485-3327 or visit online at thenationallawinstitute.com.
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Cook. My name is... Hi, Mr. Taylor. I'm calling today. Mr. Hall, if I could just get a minute of your time.
cold calling. If you're in sales or run a business, you know just how exhausting it can be to chase after new customers. But what if someone else could find them for you? Targeted leads based on your best customers. Now you can with Sales Genie, the leading provider of targeted sales leads. Tell us exactly who you want and we'll find them. To prove it, we'll help you find 100 new leads by industry, income, hobbies, whatever you're looking for. Yours for free. So you can keep cold calling or you can make the one call that will count.
Hi, Sales Genie. I'm calling about how to get 100 free leads.
Certainly. Let me get your name.
Call Sales Genie today to find out how to get 100 free targeted leads. 1-800-600-9721. That's 1-800-600-9721. 1-800-600-9721.
Nominations for Buttholes and Heroes of the Week. 303-713-7600. Just vent out anything that you're pissed off about. I haven't been able to sleep all week. Getting a lot of hate mail. In some ways, I love the hate mail I get. It's so predictable. Please, people, please, get a little bit creative. The hate mail is like one of three different things.
Oh, I guess you just want a Republican to be president, don't you? Because that's why you're criticizing Obama. I guess it would be better with President John McCain.
Nobody said that. You gotta get better than that. Then there's the criticism. What are some other criticisms?
Hey, Obama promised this. He promised an Afghanistan escalation, so we all got to support him.
Well, first of all, he didn't promise doubling the occupation in Afghanistan. That's just a lie. I did my homework last night, looked up what he actually promised. He promised to send 2 brigades. He's now sending 9 or 10 brigades. At the same time, the New York Times reports that he is moving within days. He is now moving back the timetable for withdrawing those troops. So he didn't promise that. And by the way, even if he did, I guess the same people who say, well, Obama promised
to escalate in Afghanistan, so we have to support him.
I guess because George Bush promised to privatize Social Security in 2004 and escalate the Iraq War, that means that all you people who are saying,
we can't, Obama promised, we can't criticize him.
I guess you weren't criticizing George Bush for trying to privatize Social Security and escalate the war in Iraq, right? Yeah, I didn't think so. So that's why Barack Obama gets my nomination for Butthole of the Week. And I see we have a couple folks holding. 303-713-7600. Got somebody on the line, Marcus, who thinks that I'm the Butthole of the Week. Marcus, we're going to get to you in a second. But first, Pat has been holding the longest. Pat in Denver. Pat, you're on AM760.
Hi there. Good morning.
Morning.
I wanted to nominate Phil Wolf at Wolf Automotive out in Wheat Ridge.
That's not a bad nomination. Phil Wolf, the guy with the billboard likening President Obama to a jihadist terrorist.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Let me tell you why. If I was writing a news story, I would start the headline out as Phil Wolf gasses peaceful protesters.
What happened?
We were out there on the 28th, which was Saturday,
mm-hmm.
and there were about 21 women, 4 men, peacefully protesting, and he backed up about 10 of his nasty used cars so that the exhaust pipes would be aimed right at us, and this is only like 3 or 4 feet away.
Man, he kind of went Saul Alinsky on your ass, huh?
For 2 hours.
Yeah, that's brutal.
So we called the police. The police came out. Nothing they can do. I went home. Tuesday, I called the mayor. He's a very lovely guy, part-time mayor. And he says, well, I think we have a puffer law. I said, well, I hope so. He said, I'll check into this.
Oh, that's interesting. Right. There are cities and towns that have idling laws. Yeah. You can't just idle cars.
That's what I was thinking. So anyhow, the chief of police, Dave Brennan, gets back to me, and I tell him what happened. And our eyes were watering. People were getting nauseated. There was no place we could go, Dave, because we're on a sidewalk.
Right.
And his cars face the sidewalk. So then, yesterday or day before, it doesn't matter, I get a call from a lieutenant from Wheat Ridge. He can gas at will.
Oh, man.
Gases, you know, he'll probably have all of his cars
so
on the
Phil
lot
Wolf,
aiming at it.
Phil Wolf from Wolf Automotive, he gets Butthole of the Week, a nomination from Pat for trying to gas protesters.
And what about the environment?
Yeah, and there's that whole separate issue. Hey, Pat. Get a keep your lungs clean out there. It's tough out
there. Hey, we're taking masks and eye drops. We're not going to back down. We're not going to give up. The billboard needs to go.
Good. Hey, Pat, thanks for the call.
You're welcome.
All right. Let's go to Marcus in Denver. Marcus nominating me, Dave Sirota, as Butthole of the Week. Hey, Marcus, how you doing, man?
Hey, Butthole.
Hey, man, what's going on?
Hey, I just wanted to call and say
that I think you're way off mark on this Obama thing. And I really resent it early in this week. You try to dismiss a lot of us who support his decision as cult followers.
Well, no, wait a minute. Now, hold on. Don't twist my words here. Because what I said was, I don't think that people are cult followers if they are willing to say to themselves, they can honestly say to themselves that if President George Bush or President John McCain had given the same exact speech on Afghanistan and implemented the same policy, if you can honestly say to yourself, I would support President McCain or President Bush doing that, just like I'm supporting President Obama, then we can just have a disagreement. But if you can't say that, if you actually can say, I would call John McCain a warmonger, or I would protest him for giving the same exact speech with the same exact Afghanistan policy and because it's a Barack Obama, I'm going to say I support Barack Obama. That's kind of the definition of cult following.
We're going to have to agree to disagree on that.
How? Tell me how.
I can tell you this. There's a lot of things that I've been a Democrat for years, and I supported Barack Obama in this last race, and I went out and campaigned for him. But I supported President Bush in a lot of things that had to do with the war.
Okay, so wait. So then let me ask you this question then. If President Bush or President John McCain, let's say John McCain won the 2008 election, mm-hmm. if they had given the exact same Afghanistan speech with the exact same Afghanistan escalation policy that Barack Obama announced, would you come on, call up this radio show and say that you support them?
I would.
Okay, then that's fine. Marcus, then I'm not saying you're a cult follower. You and I can just agree to disagree on the issue, but you see what I'm saying? You said you were mad. I didn't say that all people who support Barack Obama on this decision are cult followers. I said the subset of people, and there is a subset of people out there, who if John McCain had announced the same policy would be screaming that John McCain is a warmonger.
Right.
But they aren't, they're saying, well, we got to give Barack Obama time. And my point is, those kinds of people are more organized around the individual politician and not the issue. You're not one of those people. And you and I can just disagree on the policy in Afghanistan, but I'm not saying that you're a cult follower.
Well, I appreciate that, because when I called in earlier this week, that's what you said, and then you hung up on me.
I think I said that if you made your argument. And you know what? Maybe I do deserve the butthole nomination if I cut you off too fast. I apologize for that I did.
Okay, no problem.
All right, man. Hey, take care. Stay warm out there, okay?
You bet.
All right. 751 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Thank you, Dave. Got major problems on 6th Avenue, both directions. The major one is a two-car crash on the westbound side at Wadsworth. It's blocking the two left lanes there. Single-digit speeds back past Sheridan, approaching Federal now. Also a crash in the opposing lanes right there. Eastbounders hitting the brakes at Wadsworth as well. Crash eastbound I-70 near Washington. And surface street accidents, Leedsdale and Monaco. Also had a car go into the Platte River at Platte River Drive. In Evans, they have divers being called out to that scene, so pretty serious situation going on there. Also a crash at 40th and Chambers. Forecast today, sunny skies, milder, a high around 35. Right now, 15 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Shop the JCPenney Appreciation Sale. Use your extra 15% off coupon on all regular sale and clearance items. No exclusions. See it all at jcp.com. Style, quality, and price matter. JCPenney.
Get ready to take down a number that will change the way you look at home loans forever. I call it My Bank, My Loan, My Way. It's a line of credit that pays off your existing loan and keeps your equity available to you when you need it. And it uses your normal household checking account to lower your average daily balance, and you pay a lot less interest, which shortens your loan without changing your spending habits. The best home loan ever. 866-259-8206. 866-259-8206.
You know what happens to flood-damaged cars? They're dried out, cleaned up, and resold. You should avoid these waterlogged wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, "Show me the Carfax," or go to Carfax.com.
Right now at the Home Depot, 100-count light sets are at the new lower price of $1.88 each. That means you'll have a lot more cash in your pocket to buy even more light sets, which will help make your Christmas merry and brighter. It's all thanks to 100-count light sets, now at the new lower price of just $1.88 each. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only while supplies last. See store for details.
136 points right now. The NASDAQ's up 38. The S&P is up 17 and a third. All of that on economic news this morning that U.S. payrolls declined by 11,000 in November, but that is the lowest monthly decline we've seen since December of 2007. So very encouraging, much less than what was expected. And the unemployment rate, which for the month prior was 10.2%, is now 10%. So that's that also being a very good sign, and the markets are really liking that. Now, if you're investing in the markets, though, on what your gut is telling you, my gut tells me we have lots of problems, and my brain is telling me we have lots of problems. But that hasn't stopped the market from going up about 65 or 70% from its lows in March. So you've got to use a more intelligent way of investing, and we do that at Presidential Brokerage. We can help you with that.
303-694-1600 is the number, 303-694-1600 for the non-buttholes over at Presidential Brokerage. Mike, stay warm this weekend. Talk to you next week, okay?
Have All right, David. Thank you.
All right.
Do you have dark circles and bags under your eyes but can't find a product that works? Then stay tuned, because the next 60 seconds will change everything. Hydralyze is a proven breakthrough that has shown amazing results in people with dark circles and under-eye puffiness due to aging, fatigue, even heredity. And for a limited time, we're looking for 100 women in this listening area to try it free. Just call 1-800-600-2125. The first 100 callers are guaranteed a risk-free trial, so call now. If lines are busy, try again. The proven ingredients in Hydralyze help erase the appearance of bags and dark circles. The results are so impressive, women who've tried it say it's life-changing. And now it's being offered free to this station's first 100 callers. Hydralyze is not available in stores, so call immediately to see if you're one of the first 100 callers, and try it before you buy it. Phone lines are open now. Call 1-800-600-2125 for your free trial. 1-800-600-2125.
Colorado listens, debates, and argues on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. You also get perspective from David Sirota, Ed Schultz, Tom Hartman, Mario Solis Marich, Randy Rhodes, and a host of others. AM 760 is here for the community, and the community shows up here every day. If this was your ad, we'd be listening to it right now. Why not advertise on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk? Go to am760.net, keyword advertise.
Gozer. Oh, Gozer was a man. Whatever it wants to be.
Well, whatever it is, it's got to get by us.
Right.
Go get her, Ray.
Oh, that is the clarion call of the people who are saying, in my mind, who are saying somebody should go over and fight a war 7,000 miles away, but not me, not my family, not my loved ones. Go get her, Ray.
Go get her, Ray.
I'm David Sirota here on AM 760 Progressive Talk in studio. My best friend from high school, my best friend from life, Mike Levy, is a teacher out in New Hampshire, was a Peace Corps volunteer in China. By the way, if you have any questions about China, feel free to ask them, 303-713-7600. We are taking calls, nominations for Butthole of the Week. We've got another nomination for Butthole of the Week. I think I'm being nominated again by Richie in Denver. Hey, Richie, what's going on, man?
Hey, Butthole, how are you?
All right, ma'am. Why are you nominating me as the Butthole of the Week?
Not really. Well, I think you make it too black and white, you know? I'm way, way far left of the progressives. I don't, you know, I'm anti-war all the way. But I think this. I think that Barack Obama, it's a clear difference between him and Republicans. And I think, and I'm hoping, that what his plan is, there's no way in the world he was ever going to pull out. There, he just wasn't. But what I'm hoping is with this thing, is he saying, okay, we're going to stick around for 18 months, and then we're getting the hell out. And I think he's our best shot at getting out. I would not have been in favor of McCain making the same speech, because I know he's a lying scum, and we would have been there for 20 years.
All right, so you're just basically saying you trust Obama more than you would trust McCain. And that's fair, except for the fact, I mean, I would just counter by saying that...
John Kerry line.
That, what do you mean, John Kerry line?
Well, the dream is that it's 18 months, then we get out.
Yeah.
But then you're asking people to die.
Yeah, right. Oh, that's right. Right. And Mike is referring to the idea of how do you ask somebody to be the last man to die for a strategy that doesn't seem all that serious. And I want to remind you, Richie, that the New York Times today, the headline, Defense Secretary Robert Gates says the Afghanistan drawdown timing is now flexible. So you may trust him. I say trust, but verify. We can disagree. Hey, thanks for the call, man. All right, stick around. After the break, we're going to get into some stats about how many people are killed by handguns in this CSU debate, and then we'll get back to buttholes of the week.
Learn how to own your electricity with Independent Power Systems Wednesday, December 9th at 7 p.m. at the Stanley British Primary School in Lowry. Go solar for zero down and have no payments for 12 months. Save up to an additional $1,500 with your 2010 solar installation. Go to solarips.com/Lowry to RSVP. Independent Power Systems, an authorized distributor of Kyocera high-quality, high-performance solar electric systems and modules. 303-443-0115. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
This is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit IconLASIK.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder. On your iPhone, BlackBerry, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Setapani.
I've been looking a lot. I've got to find something.
That St. Louis woman and millions of other unemployed and underemployed workers just like her have some reason for hope. The government says unemployment fell to 10% even in November. That the economy did lose jobs, but just 11,000.
We really have hit firing fatigue.
Economist Diane Swonk says we could begin to see job gains as early as next month.
This is the best news we've seen, with close to zero, almost no job loss in more than 2 years.
President Obama will be talking about jobs when he begins a visit to Allentown, Pennsylvania a few minutes from now. Mayor Ed Pulaski says his people are eager to hear what the president has to say.
Whatever the White House can do to stimulate that growth is critical, and they want to hear that there's some light at the end of the tunnel.
American Marines and Afghan soldiers have launched a major offensive against Taliban strongholds in the southern part of that country. CBS's Mandy Clark in Kabul tells us they're going after enemy forces and weapons stockpiles.
So far they've found 2 to 3 weapons caches and IED-making materials. They say they've found hundreds of pounds of fertilizer. Fertilizer is illegal because it's used primarily to make bombs.
In Brussels,
nations are backing up their words with deeds.
NATO Secretary General Anders Fogh Rasmussen says the Allies will add about 7,000 troops to the American force of 30,000 that will begin to move in Afghanistan later this month. Film director Roman Polanski posted bond a few hours ago and left a Swiss jail for the comfort of confinement at his Alpine chalet. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer tells us he's going to be there for a while.
He's going to stay in the chalet wearing an electronic monitoring bracelet until the extradition hearing has played out here in Switzerland, and that could still take some weeks.
Polanski's facing a child sex charge in California. Well, new vaccines could be just what cattle ranchers and health officials have been hoping for. CBS's Steve Cathan has that.
There's a test on some U.S. farms and feedlots to see whether new animal vaccines could make cattle mostly immune to a dangerous form of E. coli bacteria. This is something doctors and ranchers north of the border have been working on, too, to reduce E. coli strains normally found in cattle.
We basically decrease the number that humans are exposed to and then drop the disease levels in humans.
E. coli has been a nagging and deadly problem with more than 50 beef recalls over the last 3 years. Steve Cathan, CBS News.
A police raid in Mexico City freed more than 100 people who were forced to work as virtual slaves in a factory hidden inside a drug rehab clinic.
Inside, people were really being held captive and forced to work from 8 in the morning to midnight. If they didn't want to work, if they were tired, they were punished. Those punishments teetered on torture, really. They were locked up for days without food and without being able to sit down.
CBS's Adrian Barr. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrials are up 137 points. This is CBS News.
Get the good stuff!
Give the holiday gift that keeps on fixing. The 7-piece gear wrench ratcheting wrench set available at your local NEPA Auto Parts store for just $29.99, a savings of 70%. These versatile combination wrenches work in tight spaces while offering the speed of a ratchet. 7-piece gear wrench ratcheting wrench sets are available in SAE or metric sizes. Now for just $29.99 at NAPA. Get the
good stuff! These days, everyone has an opinion. It's so hard to get two people to agree on anything that when you find 1 million people who agree, it's kind of surprising. Well, 1 million small business owners have agreed to trust their payroll to Intuit Payroll. 1 million. That's more than any other payroll provider. They make it so easy to create your paychecks. You just type in the hours and Intuit Payroll does the rest. So, go ahead. You've got a million reasons to give them a shot. Get a 30-day free trial of Intuit Online Payroll at Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM760 local news update. Two Denver City Council members are working on an ordinance that would require random checks of the immigration status of city contract workers. Council members Gene Fotz and Chris Nevitt say a recent audit found that more than a dozen workers on a city project had invalid Social Security numbers. Colorado State University could soon join most other college campuses in banning concealed weapons on campus. A governing council for CSU campuses in Fort Collins and Pueblo is set to hear debate today about whether the campuses should stop allowing concealed weapons except in dorms. Student government leaders oppose a weapons ban. It was plenty cold overnight, but it was no record.
It's cold, but you got to remember we are in the month of December. We haven't been breaking any record lows so far.
Bob Kleila with the National Weather Service says we only got down to 2 below 0 last night. Last year on this date, we set the record at 5 below. In sports, the Nuggets looked good last night, beating the Miami Heat at the Pepsi Center. The Avs were in Pittsburgh, getting thumped 4-1 by the Penguins. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where we're looking at delays both in and out of the Lakewood area on 6th Avenue. This due to an accident on the westbound side that occurred near Wadsworth, blocking up the left side of the highway. Everybody's looking at it as you're traveling Denver bound, so your speeds are going to dip down into the teens and 20s as you're heading east. But as you are heading west, you're going to find single-digit speeds starting right around Federal. We're mopping up an accident eastbound I-70 near Washington. That's going to slow you up just getting off of I-25. We're getting word of a new crash. This occurred in Commerce City, westbound 270 at 76, and we've got a surface street accident. May find some activity, Platte River Drive and Evans. Quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny day, but still chilly with a high of only 34 degrees. Cold in the overnight low, dropping down to 12. Currently, it is 13 degrees. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Don't miss Kohl's incredible Christmas three-day sale with the lowest prices of the season during power hours, Friday 3 p.m. to midnight and Saturday 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
Tom Hartman. Coming up Friday on the Tom Hartman program, it's Brunch with Bernie. America's Senator, the Honorable Senator Bernie Sanders, joins me with all the news from our nation's capital, and he'll be taking your calls and answering your questions. Plus, you'll learn what's behind the Dubai financial crisis and why we should care about it. And Max Kaiser joins me with all the latest on news on finance, markets, and scandal.
It's the Tom Hartman program, 1 to 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Sirota is not your garden variety liberal.
David Sirota.
He's bright, he's intelligent, he is very committed.
On AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Thank God it's Friday, 8:07 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. I just have not been sleeping well this week. I barely slept a wink last night. Just been pissed off and depressed about the war decision. We got new news now that President Obama yesterday said that we're not going to have very much money to do anything for job creation because of the budget situation. Somehow we have a whole lot of money to $120 billion a year to escalate the war in Afghanistan, but we don't have any money to create jobs in this country. That's in the New York Times. We posted on our website, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. Gary Wills, the esteemed historian, has a really, really powerful piece in the New York Review of Books about the Afghanistan war, about his support for President Obama. He was a big supporter of President Obama, maxed out as a donor, wrote op-eds about him. You should read it, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. We're going to get back to our discussion, nominations for Buttholes and Heroes of the Week, after we talk to our guest right now, Josh Sugarman. He's the executive director of the Violence Policy Center. We just want to get an update from Josh. We discussed yesterday the proposal at Colorado State University to continue Colorado State University as one of the only universities in the country that allows concealed carry weapons on campus as a matter of policy. And the Violence Policy Center has done a lot of research into what the effects are of such concealed carry weapons. Josh, thanks for taking the time. Tell us what you found, what we should know as we consider this here in Colorado. What should we know about the dangers or lack thereof of concealed carry weapons?
Well, thanks for having me on the show. Last month, we launched a new online resource called Concealed Carry Killers. And we looked back and looked at press clips. And the reason we used press clips was because you can't get information on crimes committed by concealed carry permit holders. And what we found was that from May 2007 through October 2009, concealed permit holders had killed 8 law enforcement officers and 77 private citizens.
Now, that's just in 2 years.
That's just in 2 years, and that's just what we found through news clips.
So it could be, so what you're saying is that that's the minimum number.
That's the absolute floor. We have no idea what the ceiling is.
Yeah,
we continue to collect these clips, and we update the site every month. Our first update will be next week, and I said we had a total of 85 killings, and we'll top 3 digits in the next update.
Okay, so clearly this is, 2 years, again, 80-plus, 85 dead at the hands of concealed carry weapons. Now, of course, just to be completely fair, were you able to discern in your research how many of these deaths were what you might call crimes, and how many were self-defense that was then later ruled not a crime?
Well, so far the majority of the cases are still pending.
Okay.
Because they go on to trial, and we've only had one case where actually the shooter was exonerated. But what's also striking is that there's a significant number, 10 shooters, who killed themselves after the shooting. That includes mass shootings and some of the police shootings.
What is your argument, or what is your opinion on Colorado State University's existing policy of allowing concealed carry weapons on campus? One side will say, the side that says that's okay, will say, look, there hasn't been an act of firearms violence at CSU, so if it ain't broke, don't fix it. What's your reaction to that?
Well, I think like any risky proposition, you can't use past results to predict the future. What we do know is that the real effort behind loosening concealed carry laws and getting guns onto campuses, into churches, basically anywhere, is to increase gun sales. The real push behind concealed carry is to create a new market for small, compact handguns. And the reason for that is that gun ownership in America, contrary to what you hear in the press, what the NRA and the gun industry says publicly, is declining. It's dropped from about 50% of all households back in the early 1980s, about 33% today. So the real issue here is not protecting or self-defense, but marketing guns. Mm-hmm. To actually answer your question, the reality is that handguns are rarely used to kill criminals or stop crimes. According to the FBI, in 2008, there is 161 handgun justiciable homicides for the whole country. Now you compare that to 30,000 dead in firearm murders, suicides.
Say that first number again. Are you justifiable homicides? Is that the term you used?
That's correct. We're basically, according to the FBI Uniform Crime Reports, a private citizen has used a gun to stop a criminal during the commission of a felony. That number is just 161 for the whole country.
Versus, as you said, 30,000? Is that what you said, 30,000?
30,000 total gun deaths, more than 20,000 handgun deaths.
I mean, those numbers are unbelievable. Those are really, really unbelievable numbers. I obviously can figure out where you are on this issue. Final question for you, and again, on the line with us, Josh Sugarman, the executive director of the Violence Policy Center. We'll put a link up to his post about this. He made a post about this on the Huffington Post, finding in their research between 2007 and 2009, 85 dead at the hands of licensed concealed carry weapons. This is important because CSU is considering whether to ban concealed carry weapons on campus. CSU, one of the only campuses in the country that allows concealed carry weapons on campus. In your research on this, other campuses that have banned this, other places that have banned this, we heard yesterday when we discussed this, oh, well, you know, gun-free zones, even the Larimer County Sheriff, of all people, was in the paper saying gun-free zones, and I'm paraphrasing here, but always run the risk of allowing crime to happen because there aren't people there to potentially defend the crime. It was a really, I've never heard of it. It was insane that he said this. But I wonder, in your research, when you look at gun-free zones, whether it's a campus or a school, is there any evidence to support the idea that places that are gun-free are more dangerous because there aren't more people packing heat to protect people in a vigilante kind of way?
Well, we've tried that experiment on a grand scale as far as our lax gun laws nationally. We've seen the result. I mean, America has a wildly disproportionate rate of gun death and injury compared to other Western industrial nations. And I think it's, you know, as ironic as it is disturbing that the pro-gun side basically is arguing we give people easy access to guns, they use guns against us, and so we have to arm ourselves to protect ourselves against the people that they're arming. And basically that's their argument.
Well, their argument yesterday was actually, it was a version of that. They said, well, look, people who apply for a license, who apply for a concealed carry license, these are... You know, and they're painting with a broad brush. You know, these are responsible people. The people you got to worry about are the people who don't apply for a license, who go and, you know, buy a gun on the black market. Do you give any credence to that argument?
No, not at all. I mean, what this system has done, there are no guarantees. It's expensive. It's inefficient. And if someone had said 10 years ago when the NRA started this campaign, we're only going to have 7 dead cops, we're only going to have 77 dead citizens, I don't think a lot of people would have voted for it.
Yeah, and again, the amazing thing about those numbers is not just the numbers themselves, but that's only 2 years worth of numbers. Only 2 years worth of numbers. Josh Sugarman at the Violence Policy Center. Hey, give us your organization's website.
Sure. Our website is www.vpc.org, and at the website you can link into the Concealed Carry Killers resource.
vpc.org. Josh Sugarman, thanks so much for taking the time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
8:15 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to go back to our discussion. You can nominate your butthole of the week, my butthole of the week, Barack Obama. Pretty pissed off about his decision to massively escalate the war in Afghanistan. Tiger Woods has been nominated as Butthole of the Week. Dick Cheney nominated as Butthole of the Week. I've been nominated as
twice.
Butthole of the Week. I've been nominated twice. I may win. I may win the Butthole of the Week contest. Also, Heroes of the Week. Jared Polis, Congressman Jared Polis from Boulder, taking a strong stand against the Afghanistan war right here on AM 760. So give us your nominations, 303-713-7600. Also, in studio with us, my best friend Mike Levy from now living in New Hampshire. He was a Peace Corps volunteer in China. He's writing a new book about his experience there. So if you have any questions about China, 303-713-7600. We'll go back to the phones. Let's go to Kat in Longmont. Kat, you're on AM 760.
Good morning, David.
Good morning.
I didn't call you butthole.
All right. Well, so there's we've got somebody who's not nominating me as the butthole.
Exactly. Let's see. I would like to just comment on Mike. I would accept his nomination for Sarah Palin as a hero if she'd actually written that book. But
oh!
He didn't write that book.
There we go.
She dictated it.
Good
Somebody
point,
else
Kat.
Wrote it.
Isn't it heroic to write nothing and get $10 million?
I don't know if it's heroic. That's fundamentally American.
It's just fundamentally capitalistic American. Yeah.
That's right.
But I do want to second the nomination for Dick Cheney, and I think he's butthole of the century. Because you mentioned earlier you were wondering what his role is. I know what his role is. He's such a fascist. His role is to just do nothing but spread fear.
That has been his role. And what's, you know, what's really interesting about it when you step back and you think about it, Dick Cheney was considered, not in the House when he was a House member, but when he was Secretary of Defense, he was always considered in the George H.W. Bush pragmatist camp, right? I mean, he was a guy who was a kind of a somewhat reassuring figure, not known during the Gulf War as a warmonger, a guy who said, in fact, there's video of it. You can find it on YouTube. A guy who said, you know, we don't want to go all the way to Baghdad in that first war because we'll get bogged down in a quagmire. Something between then and when he became vice president, like he became Darth Vader. Like, maybe he had like an Anakin Skywalker kind of situation, and then they rebuilt him as a machine and only his head is alive, and he just became a really angry problem. But he's definitely changed, and you're right. Now his main goal is to be like the planet's real life Darth Vader. I am convinced, by the way, I am convinced that one day we are going to see him unbolt two bolts in his neck, and you're going to open up his face, and there's really going to be a machine working in there. The guy is a bizarre, bizarre guy and a scary guy. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
He is a good nomination for Butthole of the Week. Hey, Kat, stay warm out there, okay?
Oh, it was 6 below when I got up.
Oh, man. Oh, yeah. Man. Stay warm.
Okay.
All right. Take care. Let's go to...
You and Cheney, neck and neck.
I know. Me and Cheney, neck and neck. Let's go to Greg in Denver. Greg, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, I've nominated you, man.
All right, another nomination for me is Butthole of the Week.
I'm nominated. I just all week, I don't, although I'm an Obama supporter, I don't necessarily totally disagree with your unhappiness with the Obama Afghanistan decisions. However, all week, man, you've been just whining and been belligerent and just berating this whole notion of anybody who supports the Obama position but would critique McCain on the same issue is just a cult.
Yeah, well, I think that's the definition of it, man. My point here is, and this is my pet peeve. My pet peeve with the way people are brainwashed in American politics on both sides, which is that we are organized around leaders. We are organized around celebrity leaders. John McCain's a celebrity too, so I'm not saying, you know, people say, oh, calling Barack Obama's criticism. I'm not criticizing him by calling him a celebrity. He is a celebrity. John McCain's a celebrity. George Bush is a celebrity. My point here is the problem in our politics is that it's not movement politics. It's not politics organized around issues. It's not politics organized around ending a war or passing universal health care. It's politics organized around John McCain. It's politics organized around Sarah Palin. It's politics organized around Barack Obama. We are becoming a nation of competing factions organized around our own political ayatollahs, no matter what those political ayatollahs say. And that bothers me because it's not honest. It's just not honest. And it's not just not honest, it's not productive.
Well, I hear that. And, you know, that kind of argument I think is a good argument. Okay. But actually, I think some other callers have made this point. I don't think it's so much about the celebrity thing. We have a thing where the GOP, for many, many years now, 30-odd years, have been very dishonest in their war, in their politics around war. I mean, ideological. When you get to the point where you have a president and an administration that will lie in order to go to war, I think it is very reasonable for then other people to say, well, Barack Obama, whether I agree with the Afghanistan policy or not, I believe in trust.
Okay, but Greg, I hear that, and I'm not going to disagree with you about the Republicans, but I think you got to extend your memory a little bit. The last time we were in a situation like this, precisely like Afghanistan or close to Afghanistan, was when we had a Democratic president wildly lying to us. Two Democratic presidents, I mean, overtly, explicitly lying to the country, John F. Kennedy and Lyndon Johnson. I know people don't like to hear that, but just go check Bill Moyers' piece, pbs.org/Moyers, about Lyndon Johnson. I mean, those were Democratic presidents lying to us. So that's all I'm saying, man. But I hear you. Some people have said the way you've said it this week, Sirota, you've been kind of a butthole. And you know what? Maybe I have been kind of a butthole. I'm always willing to say that I'm a butthole. So, you know, there's a point there.
Style. I think you've raised some good points all along. But my goodness, you were really just on people for just trying to.
I am. And you know what? Hopefully it got through to some people. And so hopefully some other people will continue calling up, continue nominating me for my style as a butthole of the week. Hey, man, I appreciate it.
All right,
take care. 822 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Your nominees for Butthole of the Week and Hero of the Week. Feel free to nominate me. I hope you don't, but you're allowed to.
By my tally, you have three. Cheney has two. So the progressives are nominating you as a butthole for criticizing the war in Afghanistan more than they're nominating Dick Cheney.
That's what I'm saying. I know, and I'm being nominated for criticizing not just the war. I'm being nominated for criticizing Barack Obama. But you know what?
Because of the war.
Because of the war. That's right. And I've been a big defender of Barack Obama on things like health care. I was a big defender of him on the campaign trail when he was making a lot of progressive promises. I wish he'd follow through on more of them. But you're right, and I think this is again part of the problem. We are more organized around liking and hating individual celebrities than around issues, and that has got to change. 823 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
Dave, crews have cleaned up those crashes on 6th Avenue both directions, right around Wadsworth, in between Wadsworth and Sheridan, but still some heavy jams both sides. Eastbounders, Wadsworth to Sheridan, westbounders, Federal to Wadsworth. New crash westbound 270 at Interstate 76, also dealing with a couple of situations on the surface streets. A crash at 40th and Chambers. Also had a car go into the Platte River at Platte River Drive in Evans. Serious situation there. Forecast, mostly sunny skies, warmer, highs in the mid-30s. Right now we're at 15 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. It's now at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
Life has its moments. Make them unforgettable with Pandora bracelets, beads, earrings, and charms from Jared. Jared has an outstanding Pandora collection, literally hundreds of items.
It can only be Jared!
Visit Jared on December 4th and 5th and get a Pandora jewelry box free with each $100 Pandora purchase. Available at most locations.
Hi, I'm Kate with Cottman Transmission. Snow season is here, and you want your vehicle in top condition. Proper maintenance keeps your vehicle on the road by preventing problems before they start. Schedule your free transmission check today. We answer our phone 24 hours a day, every day, and we provide pickup and drop-off to help your life run smoothly. For prompt and reliable maintenance and repairs, Cottman Transmission has two convenient locations, on South Broadway north of Yale and on Ward Road north of I-70. For more information, please visit CottmanDenver.com.
Obviously, the ethical issue is a major drive.
That's the actual voice of someone who reported software piracy. Why did you report software piracy?
Knowing what software takes in terms of development, teaching, programming myself, understanding the time involved in that, people are due what they charge for the software, and people should abide by that.
Report software piracy confidentially by the end of the year, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit NoPiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BS
in the business. 303 Bundles. 303 BUNDLES. Or online at 303bundles.com. That's 303bundles.com.
Companies don't create jobs. That's a wonderful phrase of the ruling class. It's a wonderful phrase of the corporate class. It's a phrase the CEOs like to use to make themselves feel like,
hey, look at me. I'm a big shot. I created a job.
I'm sorry. People don't create jobs. The reason why any business anywhere hires somebody is because that person is going to produce more income for the company than they cost.
Tom Hartman, weekdays at 1 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After our next break, after this segment here, we're going to play for you, speaking of buttholes of the week, we're going to play for you a clip from Scott McGinnis, the presumed Republican nominee for governor here in Colorado, going on Fox News of all places and declaring himself the leader of the Tea Party movement. We're going to be calling him King Teabag here. When a Republican gubernatorial candidate assumes the throne of the teabag movement, it really, I think it's worthy of a nomination for Butthole of the Week. We're taking your nomination, 303-713-7600. You've heard my nomination, Barack Obama, for escalating the war in Afghanistan. On our website, am760.net, click over to the Dave Sirota page, and you can find a really intense piece, a link to it by the esteemed historian Gary Wills about the Afghanistan war. It's really a must read. It's one of the and people say use that term must read too much, but this is really a fantastic piece that everybody should read. Supporters and opponents of Obama and the war both should read this piece over at AM760.net. We'll go back to the phones, 303-713-7600. We'll go to Denny. Denny, you're on AM760.
John McCain.
You're nominating John McCain as the butthole. Okay, why?
No, as the anal orifice.
There you go. That's more politically correct, I guess.
It is. You know, this language, a guy like me has to watch my language on the air.
All right. So John McCain as the rectal orifice of the week. Why?
Robocall a couple of days ago basically saying that Obama's health care proposal was going to take away senior citizens.
I have heard about this, and this is a robocall happening across the state, apparently, against, I guess, does it explicitly levy an attack on Colorado's Democratic Senator Michael Bennett?
It says call Bennett's office and basically voice your opposition. And then yesterday I got one on the plus side, basically fighting back and saying that the proposal is that Medicare for a dollar can pay what can provide the same services that the insurance companies charge $1.14 for. So, it's basically the, I don't know what you call it. I call them robocalls.
Yeah, they are robocalls, and they're fortunately or unfortunately a major part of our politics now these days, and I think it's only going to intensify as this healthcare debate happens. And John McCain has been all over the place on these issues. You know, the guy is now criticizing cuts to wasteful private insurance subsidies in Medicare. Mr. I want to cut pork out of the budget. Remember during the 2008 campaign, every single problem in the United States, he boiled down to we got to get pork out of the budget. Now he's on the floor of the Senate insisting that we can't get the pork out of the budget because it's now, and this is my opinion, because it's politically expedient. He wants to attack President Obama on health care. It's pathetic. The guy has really, you know, and I want to say, you know, I was just reading this week this piece about John McCain back in 2000 by a famous piece in Rolling Stone by David Foster Wallace, and the John McCain of 2000, when you think back to him, and David Foster Wallace is not a conservative guy, rest his soul. He was not a conservative guy. And he talked about John McCain and what John McCain really tried to represent in 2000. And then you think about what John McCain has become, and it's like there's another guy who's gone through a real Darth Vader conversion. It's really, really sad. And you're right. He deserves the nomination. Hey, Denny, thanks for the call.
Yep.
Let's go to Joanne in Fort Collins. Joanne, you're on AM760.
Hi there, David.
Hey,
sorry
there.
I'm not going to add to your tally for the day.
Okay, no problem.
My nomination is Comcast and NBC for attempting to create yet another too-big-to-fail corporation to get bailed out by taxpayer funds at some point in time.
I didn't even think about it that way. You know, that's a really interesting point, which is that you're right. And you're referring to, for folks just tuning in, the big Comcast-NBC merger creating one of the largest media companies in the world. Also, we heard yesterday from Josh Silver at Free Press about how it is the first time that one company will control video, internet, the internet pipes, and broadcast content. It's the first time that's going to happen. And you're right, I didn't think about it in kind of too big to fail terms, but you're exactly right. That is exactly what's going on.
Yeah, and I think that there are a number of reasons that all consumers should be really concerned about this merger, because think about the control that they have. I mean, we don't get news now over our news channels. We get nothing but fluff, and I read two newspapers a day and get more out of my local newspaper here in Fort Collins and the Denver Post than I do out of watching hours of even CNN, and you have to go out of the country to get some decent news channel. I mean, BBC, you know, and that should be a huge concern that our news coverage is going to be even further controlled than it is currently, but which is scary right now. But the other thing is the another too big to fail corporation.
It will be another too big to fail corporation. That's absolutely
exactly.
Right. And I encourage people who are interested in the Comcast NBC merger, go to freepress.net. And also, and again, I don't mean to pick on Barack Obama, but he is central to this. Josh Silver said, look, this merger hasn't gone through. The federal government's going to have a big say. If the Justice Department, if the Federal Trade Commission weighs in and says, you know, this is anti-capitalist, this is monopolistic, the federal government has jurisdiction over this merger. It's got to approve this merger. So we should all keep an eye on what the Justice Department and the regulatory agencies do, because if they approve this, frankly, they are complicit in creating the problems that will come along with this. The content problems, the higher cable bills, all of those problems now in the hands of federal regulators, in the hands of, again, the Obama administration. Joanne, thanks for the call.
Thanks.
Let's go to, who's been holding the longest? Deb in Denver. Deb, you're on AM 760.
Did you ask for Deb?
Hello, Deb.
Oh, Deb. Oh, yes. That's me. David, this is Deb, and you know me from DU. How you doing?
Hey, good.
Hey, I'm so pissed at Obama that I can't imagine if you're doing Butthole of the Week, who would have had a greater impact on our country.
You're siding with me. That's my nomination. You're siding with me.
I am. You know, I'm trying to save you a little bit.
Thank
you. I know you have three, so two for him. But no, I feel like I've been sort of slapped in the face. It's almost like a personal, you know, affront to me. I feel like I'm personally hurt in the heart or something that I had all this faith in him and he, you know, campaigned on this, you know, slogan of hope and, you know, I'm thinking, okay, no more wars, and I don't know, I just feel really sad, and it just kind of makes me sick.
I know, and you know, this is, you know, because I've been trying to explain to people, and I'm not usually one who gets surprised, and I wouldn't say I was surprised by Obama's decision, but it was kind of like, I've kind of figured out something about myself this week, which is that somewhere in my mind I had said, look, Obama's probably not going to deliver very much on Wall Street reform. He's taken so much money. And he's, you know, the Wall Street bill has been watered down and watered down and watered down. And he's, you know, he's put in he's reappointing Ben Bernanke. He's put Wall Street people in his administration. So I kind of was prepared for that. And, you know, the healthcare thing, he hasn't been what I would call bad, but he hasn't been inspiring. He's just been sort of like trying to stay out of it. He's taken a couple of positions on the public option. So I've been like, you know, it's, you know, I hope he'd do better, but I'm not totally and completely let down. But I think what I had been telling myself during the campaign was, look, at the end of the day, bottom line, one thing Barack Obama will probably offer some change on is our posture and position in military affairs in the world.
Exactly.
And so when he doubles down and escalates precisely that part of the equation, I felt exactly like you did. I felt like sick to my stomach.
Yeah, right. And, okay, I have a question. What is winning? It's all about, say, okay, we have to go there to finish the job so that we win. What is winning?
Yeah, and the thing is, nobody has really answered that, and it's a really disturbing thing, and nobody, frankly, this is why it gets likened to Vietnam so much, because nobody had an answer for it during Vietnam as well. And we just got to keep asking that question.
Yeah, and the other thing I feel like is, what is at the end of the world if we don't win? What if we don't win? You know, what is winning? Okay, well, first of all, you don't know what winning is. Well, we don't even know what it is, so what if we don't win? What if we pulled out now, and so we didn't win? I mean,
that's, you know what, that's, and the thing is, I'm glad to say this is why Jared Polis gets my Hero of the Week.
Yeah.
He, along with Congressman Jack Murtha, not only said they oppose the buildup, but are willing to go out and say, hey, folks, Afghanistan is not an imminent national security threat.
Uh-huh.
That is absolutely true, and we need more people out there to simply say that, because then it starts to unwind exactly what you're talking about. Hey, Deb, thanks so much for the call.
Okay,
good talking to you, okay?
Yeah, bye-bye.
Take care. 836 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a traffic update with John Turk.
I think Mike was talking earlier about these potholes in New Hampshire. Is that right?
That's right. A lot of potholes.
Well, we got one developing now, Mike, here on eastbound I-70 near York.
What do you mean developing pothole?
It sounds
like it's alive or
it's
something.
It's growing.
This is the most accurate traffic update ever.
It is. So this large pothole
is developing eastbound I-70 near York Street. That's right there in the elevated portion. Delays for eastbounders back to Wadsworth. That's a pretty long stretch for you. Also stop and go on Aurora, southbound I-225 Park Road to the Tech Center merge. Northbounders hitting the brakes there at the spillway all the way up to Mississippi. New crash westbound C-470 near Morrison Road. In the cleanup phase, an accident westbound 270 at Interstate 76. Also still dealing with that car that went into the Platte River at Platte River Drive in Evans. Also in the cleanup phase, one at 40th and Chambers in Adams County. Forecast today, sunny skies, mild or high around 35 degrees. Tomorrow, same deal, highs in the upper 30s. On Sunday, light snow throughout the day and a high near 18. Right now, we're at 17 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This is Mario Solis Marich. Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Soul Source Solar.
Don't miss Kohl's incredible Christmas three-day sale with the lowest prices of the season during power hours, Friday 3 p.m. to midnight and Saturday 6 a.m. to 1 p.m. The more you know, the more you Kohl's. Kohl's, expect great things.
The following is someone who reported software piracy. Did you fear that you might get caught?
It's not as big of a chance as everybody makes it out to be. It's just about doing the right thing and making sure that people are compensated for the work they do. I mean, it'd be the same as your company telling you that they don't want to pay you this week because you just don't feel like it.
Report software piracy confidentially by the end of the year, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit NoPiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BS.
Attention, fellow Colorado residents. This is an important consumer alert.
The National Law Institute is a group of consumer lawyers and fellow Coloradans committed to helping you understand your legal rights and protecting you from credit card companies. Are you struggling with credit card debt? How different would your holidays be this year without credit card payments? Wasting time and money with debt settlement scams or filing bankruptcy are not your only options. The National Law Institute can help give you a fresh start, and you don't pay them a dime in upfront fees. In these challenging times, credit card companies are more willing than ever to forgive your debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call the National Law Institute now at 877-485-3327 to learn how to qualify so you and your family can enjoy the holiday season in peace. Call 877-485-3327 today to schedule a free consultation with one of their attorneys. That's the National Law Institute at 877-485-3327 or visit online at thenationallawinstitute.com.
A damaged car is like a ticking time bomb. Airbags don't work, and the car's electrical systems are rusting away. Avoid these waterlogged wrecks. Make sure you see a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, "Show me the Carfax," or go to Carfax.com.
The Home Depot has new lower prices all through the store, which means a Home Depot gift card, which you can get in-store or online, will be the best last-minute gift ever. Your friends will get even more gift for the money, your family will get something they actually want, and you, well, you won't have to worry about all that last-minute wrapping. All thanks to a Home Depot gift card and new, lower prices store-wide. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot.
Money with Bargain Watch at AM760.net. This week, get a $50 certificate to Rodizio Grill for only $25. Plus, tons of coupons from businesses all around town. Brought to you by Comcast. Click on Bargain Watch at AM760.net.
Inside this truck are some very special batteries, because these batteries are going to the Mattel Children's Hospital, UCLA, where they know that making kids better takes all kinds of technologically advanced equipment. And quite a few Hot Wheels and Barbies and Polly Pockets. So to power all those toys, the people at Duracell pack that truck full of batteries. Because they know nothing's better than powering a smile. Duracell. Trusted everywhere.
If you don't see results, you don't pay for the trial. To experience the 14-day slim down for free, call 1-800-600-0807. You must call within the next 24 hours. 1-800-600-0807.
Learn how to own your electricity with Independent Power Systems Wednesday, December 9th at 7 p.m. at the Stanley British Primary School in Lowry. Go solar for zero down and have no payments for 12 months. Save up to an additional $1,500 with your 2010 solar installation. Go to solarips.com/Lowry to RSVP. Independent Power Systems, an authorized distributor of Kyocera high-quality, high-performance solar electric systems and modules. 303-443-0115. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
We'll be right back.
841 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Right, going up on our website right now. You are not going to believe this. You have got to check it out. It's not. It'll be up there in the next 5 or 10 minutes. A picture of a license plate of the vice president of Morgan Stanley. You are. I'm telling you. I'm not going to give it away.
Don't
what
give
it
away.
Is. I'm not going to give it away. You got to go to our website, am760.net, click over to the David Sirota page. Not kidding. The license plate on the Porsche, by the way, on the Porsche.
Porsche Cayenne, yeah.
Porsche Cayenne of the vice president of Morgan Stanley. You are not going to believe what his vanity plate is. Or maybe you will believe it and then need to vomit in your mouth. Speaking of vomiting in your mouth, I want to play this clip because we're talking about buttholes of the week. And feel free to nominate your favorite, or well, not your favorite, your most detestable butthole of the week. I've nominated Barack Obama for escalating the war in Afghanistan. Tiger Woods has been nominated. Also, you can feel free to nominate your hero of the week. I nominated for hero of the week Jared Polis for opposing the Afghanistan war, saying he's going to vote against it. But another nominee, I think, should be Republican gubernatorial candidate Scott McGuinness. Listen to his interview, a clip of his interview on Fox News, in which he claims to be the leader of the Tea Party movement, King Teabag for Colorado. Listen to this.
Well, the big government talk in Washington suits my next guest to a tea party. Only Republican Scott McGuinness is not a Tea Partier right now. He is the country's biggest Tea Party candidate. Scott is running for Colorado governor, and don't put your teacup down, but this guy's leading. Scott, welcome. By the way, we did invite Democratic Governor Bill Ritter on. We did not and have not yet heard back.
I invited him to a number of things that he hadn't come to, so...
We shouldn't take a mess. What do you make of this? I mean, you wanted to practice what Tea Partiers preach. What kind of reaction are you getting?
Well, of course, in Colorado, we've gotten a lot of positive reaction. We're seeing a lot of unification in Colorado because the message of fiscal responsibility and downsizing government has really grabbed hold here. And the Tea Party organizations, the 912 organizations, they have risen in the spirit of this kind of message, and they want to see delivery. Frankly, we think we have to earn every vote out there. We're working very hard to do that. But there's a movement across the country that I'm not sure Washington's aware of about fiscal responsibility and tightening their belt like families have to.
Now, you're running as a Republican, but you're not married to the party more than you are the cause of limited government, limited taxation. And there's a view and maybe a battle that I could be overstating going on in the Republican Party on that. What do you make of this? That should Republicans adhere to this so-called litmus test on true conservatives and who is and who isn't?
Well, really, we didn't look at a litmus test here in Colorado. What we did is I put together, with the assistance of Josh Pinnery and a couple other people, a platform for prosperity. And in our platform, we talk about a number of things that may or may not be incorporated, I guess, in this other people's litmus test. But I've gone around the state, I've been here a long time, and talked to a lot of people, and from that we put in where we're going to govern from. Limited government, spending caps, what we have here in Colorado called the Tabor Amendment, which is a tax limitation amendment, and we think that's very responsive to what the people not want to hear. They want to see it. They want to see government.
So by that, Scott, I mean your goals are very simple and very clear, but if Republicans fudge on any one of those or veer from any one of those, should Tea Party enthusiasts look elsewhere?
Well, I think the Tea Party enthusiasts, at least the ones I'm talking to here in Colorado, are looking across the broad spectrum. They want to see who's capable of leading, who's going to win, and who can carry the message and really govern. I think they're becoming comfortable with what my record, my history. So, sure, I think if you vary from the pledges or the record that you've produced in the past, I think people across the board would be upset. But here, I've got a strong record, we have a strong platform for prosperity, and we have the capability to carry it out. And it's good governance. It's what's going to get Colorado back on track. I feel very hopeful about Colorado. I'm a believer. I'm a believer in this platform. We didn't put it together to satisfy a particular group. We put it together to govern.
We'll be watching you very closely, Scott. Thank you very, very much for joining us.
So that was Scott McGinnis on Fox News saying that he's the leader of Colorado's Tea Party movement. I love how he said he's for Mr. Fiscal, he's Mr. Fiscal Responsibility. Somehow I must have missed the press release where he's criticizing the Afghanistan escalation, $120 billion a year. I guess I missed that press release from him. I guess I also missed the press release from him about massive federal tax cuts draining revenues and creating massive deficits. I guess we'll, Turk, I guess you should probably try to call the McGinnis campaign, see where his statements are on that. I'm sure they're there. I'm sure they're there.
I'll put a call in.
Yeah, you'll put a call in to Scott McGinnis, certainly in the running for Butthole of the Week for, and well, I'm, you know, for, I guess at least he's being honest. He's saying he's Colorado's King Teabag. So good on him, I guess, for being a little bit honest. We'll go back to the phones. Your nominations for Butthole of the Week. We'll go to them in the order that they were received. Let's go to Hank in Loveland. Hank, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, good morning. I'm nominating David Gregory of Meet the Press. They were talking about teachers' unions, and he apparently is pretty much anti-teachers' union. And in the next breath, he says they can't get good quality teachers anymore. These young people are graduating from college with $80,000, $100,000 in debt, and they expect them to teach for $29,000 a year. That's like $2,400 a month. And you add everything in, their rent, a car payment. They just can't afford to teach.
Yeah, and you know, Mike is a teacher. My good friend Mike, who's right in here in the studio with us, and you're not teaching at a public school right now. But Mike, when you hear, you know, sort of politicians or media people rip on teachers as being too well paid, I mean, what is your response to that? And what do you think? What are teachers hearing? And you hear also this criticism of teachers only care about themselves; they're not thinking about the students. What's your take on that?
Well, I'll tell you two things. First of all, The union definitely protects teachers and helps them do their job. That is absolutely true. As somebody who's kind of, I mean, I'm not teaching a public school, but my friends who are in the trenches and even at a private school, I need a union. And without one, I'm completely helpless and bad things happen. And teachers don't like to talk about it, but bad things happen. The second thing is, we teach because we love to teach. I feel well compensated for what I do, but politicians don't genuinely care about education, or they would, you know, they would actually get involved in the system. I've never seen a politician say anything that impresses me. None of them.
On education.
I'll tell you exactly why. Because if we wanted to fix it, we could. How much does it cost a day to keep a soldier in Afghanistan?
Per day. Per year. Well, okay, per year, it's $1 million a year. So what is that? Okay. I'm not good at math. But is it $300?
So we're going to send 100,000 soldiers to Afghanistan for $1 million a year. And those same politicians out of the other side of their mouth are like, oh, let me talk about education.
That's right.
Don't, please.
That's right.
Come on.
Right.
I would like to see 100,000 new teachers get paid $1 million a year. How about that?
Now, there is a proposal. 100,000 new teachers in America at $1 million a year.
And you want to talk, I think we'd get some pretty quality resumes.
We would probably get some pretty quality resumes. You might. That's a very good point. Hey, Hank, thanks for the call. 850 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Check our website again, am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. We've put up there, just out now on the wires, a picture. You're not going to believe this. A picture of the license plate of the vice president of Morgan Stanley, right, the bailed out bank. You've got to see this. It's on the back. It's his license plate. He got a new vanity plate, a New York vanity plate, on his Porsche. Your taxpayer dollars at work. Remember, a bailed out bank here. Look at the big middle finger that he is giving to you as a taxpayer on his vanity plate. I'm not going to tell you what it says. You just got to go see it for yourself.
He has got to laugh himself to sleep at night.
What nerve, really? What nerve? He might be. I might have to nominate him. I might have to reframe my nomination. I've nominated Barack Obama, but this vice president might get Butthole of the Week. Check it out at am760.net. Click over to the David Sirota page. We'll have more of your nominations for Butthole and Hero of the Week after a traffic update with John Turk.
Still got this large pothole. People are trying to make their way around eastbound I-70 York.
The stop-and-go jams back at Wadsworth there. Also crashes westbound C-470 at Morrison Road, westbound 270 at 76. Stop-and-go in Aurora, too, both directions, beginning around Parker Road. Northbounder is going to break loose after Mississippi. Southbounders, not till you reach the tech center. Also still working that car in the Platte River at Platte River Drive and Evans. Forecast today, mostly sunny skies, warmer highs in the mid-30s. Right now, 18 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Need extra cash for the holidays? Visit any of the 11 Fast Cash locations and you'll get 40% more for your gold in cash and on the spot. That's right, 40% more every day. Just call or visit FastCashGoldCenters.com. That's FastCashGoldCenters.com.
Get the good stuff!
This year, Napa has great holiday deals on gifts any handyman will truly appreciate. Choose from a durable 9-piece combination wrench set or a 42-piece SAE and metric socket set for just $9.55 each. The 42-piece socket set includes quarter-inch and 3/8-inch drives to help tackle any job. Stop by your local Napa Auto Parts store today and check out these great holiday deals.
Napa.
Hey there, cool jacket.
Oh, thanks. My wife got it for me at REI. Perfect gift for days like this.
No kidding. Crisp winter air, lots of fresh snow, the sun is shining. Does it get any better than this?
Let's think about that for a minute. Yeah, no, this
doesn't.
Is pretty much the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out. Guarantee your holiday happiness by giving great gifts from REI. Hurry into your local REI store or shop REI.com. REI. Find out.
Magic Johnson for Rent-A-Center.
There's nothing more exciting than getting the good stuff for the holidays. That's why Rent-A-Center's got quality brand name merchandise with no credit checks, no need for layaway. Hey, check this out. They're even delivered same day, no extra charge. And your satisfaction is always guaranteed. Better get some wrapping paper. You've got work to do. Rent-A-Center, we make it easy to make it your own.
This is a rental purchase transaction. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
There's working poor. 2009 has been an especially difficult year.
16 million Americans way below the poverty line.
More than 31,000 families in our state lost their homes to foreclosure last month.
Middle-class Americans living paycheck to paycheck.
With a slow economy, more families are being forced to choose between paying the bills and putting food on the table. The Salvation Army provides much-needed meals and other vital resources. With so many visiting our food pantry for the first time, the shelves are going bare, and we need your help. Join the Salvation Army as we bring hope to those in need this holiday season. Your gift of $33 will help feed a family of four for an entire week. Just $33 will provide basic groceries, or perhaps the only toys their children will receive this holiday season. Please don't forget these families in need. Give food and hope now by calling 1-800-SAL-ARMY. That's 1-800-SALARMY. Or go online to am760.net.
Attention, fellow Colorado residents. This is an important consumer alert.
The National Law Institute is a group of consumer lawyers and fellow Coloradans committed to helping you understand your legal rights and protecting you from credit card companies. Are you struggling with credit card debt? How different would your holidays be this year without credit card payments? Wasting time and money with debt settlement scams or filing bankruptcy are not your only options. The National Law Institute can help give you a fresh start, and you don't pay them a dime in upfront fees. In these challenging times, credit card companies are more willing than ever to forgive your debt for a fraction of what you owe. Call the National Law Institute now at 877-485-3327 to learn how to qualify so you and your family can enjoy the holiday season in peace. Call 877-485-3327 today to schedule a free consultation with one of their attorneys. That's the National Law Institute at 877-485-3327 or visit online at thenationallawinstitute.com.
AM 756 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the national news at 9 a.m., we're going to check in with Christy Harvey for all the stories we missed in the week. Then at 9:20 in studio, the Yak and Yeti Brew Pub, and we are very psyched to be doing a little bit of a taste test at 9:20. And we'll be continuing to take your nominations for Buttholes and Heroes of the Week. Check our website, am760.net.
So much good beer out here.
There is good beer.
You are
beer
really
out here.
Lucky.
We are
in
really
Denver.
Lucky. In Colorado.
In all Colorado in Colorado. General.
Yeah. Check our website, am760.net. We are posting a photo snapped of the license plate of the vice president of Morgan Stanley on the back of his Porsche. I think he should be the butthole of the century for this. I'm not going to tell you what's on there. You got to go click over to our website and check it out. But it's going to blow your mind.
Instant message, Dave. This one's great.
And I should say, before you read it, everybody can also instant message us nominations. AM760.net. Click over to the J. Marvin page. Send us an instant message. All right, what do you got for us?
Butthole of the week, old man winner.
Old man winner. Definitely a butthole this week. Freezing everybody's ass off. That is a good nomination. We'll go back to the phones. Let's go to our buddy Ralph in Colorado Springs. Hey, Ralph, how you doing?
Just fine. Actually, I've now changed my vote.
Okay.
It's 50-50. 50% for you is butthole of the week.
All right.
Because you've ignored Russia's rule that the radio is entertainment and fiction. Quit telling the truth, Dave.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You know what? You're right. It's a good point. I haven't pulled a Rush Limbaugh. I guess you could say I've been a little too focused on the facts. I should be, I guess, more entertaining. I should be making stuff up.
Right.
Yeah, that's right. That's what the radio's for, right, Ralph?
Right. Now, the other 50%, though, goes to those so-called patriots who've called you, who've never served in our military or been in a war zone. But they call anyone who's against the Iraq-AFPAC war unpatriotic or a traitor.
Yeah, and, you know, we haven't had too many, but there are people out there who say that, right. And the use of patriotism, it's really kind of sad what it's become. And, you know, I know you're a veteran, and it must, in particular, bother people who are veterans, who have fought in our wars, to hear that their opposition to wars, their opposition to sending young men and women into the same combat situations they've been in as unpatriotic. It must really bother you. Hey, Ralph, got to get to the national news. Thanks so much for the call there. Stay warm in Colorado Springs. All right, stick around. More after the national news.
Hi, I'm Sandra, co-founder of Discovery Outsourcing, a Denver-based professional employer organization. Discovery handles details of your workforce like human resources, payroll, and health insurance. Our large group healthcare plan is healthcare reform for small businesses today. If you have between 8 and 200 employees, find out how we can help.
Call Sandra at Discovery Outsourcing, 303-868-5257, or go to discoveryoutsourcing.com. That's discoveryoutsourcing.com.
Hi, this is John Elway. When it comes to vision correction, Icon LASIK has the most experience in Colorado. Icon uses the latest laser technology, including bladeless LASIK, at affordable prices starting at $4.99 per eye. All reasons why I selected Icon LASIK. You should too. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
I'll send you an early 1900s collectible silver dollar free. Call 888-600-MIDAS. 888-600-MIDAS. That's 888-600-MIDAS. Again, that's 888-600-MIDAS.
Turn to the left with AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder, and AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. The picture brightened last month. The Labor Department says the unemployment rate shrank to 10% as employers cut 11,000 jobs, the fewest since the beginning of the recession. PNC Chief Economist Stuart Hoffman says a corner will soon be turned.
We're near that, you know, that crossover point to where we go from job losses to private sector job gains, and I think we're within a couple months away.
I'm Bob Fuss, live on Capitol Hill. Keith Hall of the Bureau of Labor Statistics agrees the trend is heading towards more jobs, telling Congress this morning November's job loss was a tiny fraction of previous months, but some sectors are recovering faster than others.
In November, job losses occurred in construction, manufacturing, and information, while employment rose in temporary health services and health care.
Democrats are naturally thrilled by the much better than expected jobs report, while Republicans are downplaying it, one saying no one should be dancing in the end zone.
Well, for the first time since President Obama announced another 30,000 American troops are going to be sent into Afghanistan, U.S. Marines and Afghan forces have launched an offensive. CBS News reporter Mandy Clark in Kabul says the element of surprise has apparently worked.
They found light resistance so far. They very much shocked the insurgents who were there. There was a lot of confusion by the insurgents. It took them by surprise.
Word of the operation comes as NATO officials announce the alliance will send an additional 7,000 troops into Afghanistan. Oscar-winning director Roman Polanski has taken up house arrest in his Alpine chalet after 2 months in a Swiss jail. CBS News reporter Elizabeth Palmer has more from the resort of Ushad.
The police are trying to not make a media spectacle of him. So when he finally arrived here, it was in an unmarked car with two police car escorts.
Swiss authorities are mulling over whether to extradite Polanski to the U.S., where he faces charges connected with a 32-year-old sex case. Mexican police have raided a clandestine factory in the capital and freed more than 100 people who'd been kept there against their will. CBS's Adrian Bard has details.
These people were put on bunks with no mattresses. There was trash everywhere. There was rotting food. These people were forced to work from 8 a.m. up until midnight every day. They were punished if they didn't want to work. They were locked up for days with no food.
23 people have been arrested. A note to Santa's helpers shopping for all the good little boys and girls on his list. Some toys are safer than others.
Berkeley professor Dara O'Rourke found alarmingly high levels of toxic chemicals in some of this season's must-have toys.
Name brand toys at big retailers, the hot toys of the year.
Like the Juju pet, in which O'Rourke's team from GoodGuide.com found high levels of a potential carcinogen.
We're ending up with chemicals which we now know we do not want kids putting in their mouth or even touching some of these chemicals which can be potentially hazardous.
Doug Sovereign, CBS News, San Francisco.
This is CBS News.
If you've been looking for Pandora jewelry, look no further. It's now at Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry.
That's Jared!
Life has its moments. Make them unforgettable with Pandora bracelets, beads, earrings, and charms from Jared. Jared has an outstanding Pandora collection, literally hundreds of items.
It can only be Jared.
Visit Jared on December 4th and 5th and get a Pandora jewelry box free with each $100 Pandora purchase. Available in most locations.
Recalculating route.
What's up with this GPS?
You need to finish your holiday shopping.
Right. I doubt Michelle would want another spice rack.
Chase Freedom gives you 3% cash back.
I can get Michelle that new camera. Plus, 3% cash back for me. Hey, how do you know so much?
My brother's a Chase ATM.
Chase Freedom gives you 3% cash back at computer and electronic stores, discount stores, and bookstores. Just sign up at chase.com/freedom. Chase, what matters.
Chase cards issued by Chase Bank USA NA and are subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
I'm Pat Woodard with an AM 760 local news update. Police at CU are warning students that Nerf guns will be treated like real guns. The toy guns have been popping up around the campus this week after some students started playing a popular game called Humans vs. Zombies. Since they're not allowed to use Nerf guns, students are now using rolled-up socks.
It seems to me like if we go through the proper channels, they'll let us use them in the future. But we'll see.
Sophomore Tyler Benjamin speaking with our partners at 9 News. More than 600 students are signed up to play the game. University police said they haven't had any issues yet. At CSU, it's the real guns that are the issue. A governing council for CSU campuses in Fort Collins and Pueblo will hear debate today about whether the campuses should stop allowing concealed weapons except in dormitories. Student government leaders are opposing a weapons ban. In sports, the Denver Nuggets looked very good last night. They beat the Miami Heat at the Pepsi Center. The Avs were in Pittsburgh. They got beaten by the Penguins 4-1. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm Pat Woodard. Now here's Todd Parker with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
That's where emergency pothole repairs eastbound I-70 near Brighton really messing with the tail end of this morning's commute. They're mopping up crashes southbound I-25 near 6th Avenue. Speaking of 6th Avenue, as you're coming out of Lakewood, could find some activity on that approach to Federal. Sounds like there's a wreck there. Quick check on today's forecast. It's going to be a sunny, chilly day. High of only about 34 degrees. Getting cold in the overnight low, dropping down to 12. Currently, it's 19. I'm Todd Parker, AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Don't miss.
Winter driving, it's just not normal. When there's ice and snow, take it slow. Along with slippery streets and highways, huge snow plows are often out there trying to keep the roads clear. Snow plows are large and powerful, maneuver slowly, and plow far and wide. Very wide. Slow down when approaching a snow plow, they're likely traveling slower than the posted speed limit. Also, don't tailgate or stop too close behind because they frequently back up, especially at intersections. A snowplow driver's view is restricted, so never assume that the driver sees you. Plows can also throw up a cloud of snow that can cause whiteout conditions and reduce visibility to zero, so use extreme caution when passing. In fact, the road behind a plow will be safer for you to drive on. If you do pass, watch out for plow blades. They're not only on the front of the plow, but a wing plow may project from the side of the truck. Best advice, ice and snow. Take it slow, especially around snowplows.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
Apparently something's going on in the fourth floor restroom here. Mike, I guess, stepped out to take a leak.
Radio folks are infamous for not cleaning up after themselves.
I haven't been able to get a straight answer out of anybody. Are we talking about out of the top end or the bottom end?
Let's not get too graphic, Dave.
I closed my eyes at a certain point. I don't know what was happening.
At 7 a.m. said, hey, if you need to go to the bathroom, go down to floor 3 and try it out.
I still can't get a straight answer about what's going on in there. Thankfully, I have not had to take a leak yet.
Don't go in there.
Okay.
Do not go in there.
We will not go in there. All right. Joining us now, as always, this time of the week, Christy Harvey of the Center for American Progress. We check in with Christy every week to figure out what stories of the week that we missed. Christy, the first story I want to talk with you about up on Mike.
Before that, is it like a lot of trash and paper, or is it like from a person?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, from what I could tell, Turk, you might want to back me up. I saw something was covered by paper.
Yeah, like a toilet full of toilet paper. Like
I see. You
know what I mean?
Okay,
yeah.
like a lava flow.
Like a foot out of the
situation.
Toilet bowl.
Got it. Okay.
Okay, that actually clears it up a little bit.
So kind of a volcanic situation there. Okay, speaking of volcanic people and situations, Rush Limbaugh had an interview with William Shatner this week, which is really...
And that's not even the weird part of the story.
No. What happened in this interview?
So William Shatner has this awesome new talk show, and basically he makes you sit next to him on this love seat... That has, it's one of those like old fashioned courting couches that has the solid
what
back.
What channel is this on?
And, I'm not actually sure where it airs. It's on I think it's on IFC.
Okay.
And it's usually really funny because William Shatner is actually kind of a smart guy, but you can't get past that he's William Shatner.
Well,
obviously.
You know what? You know how you know that he's smart is that he realized that he had become a joke. And that
right.
he then capitalized on being a joke. Like, that's the ultimate, if you're a joke and you continue to deny that you're a joke, you become a bigger joke. The smartest people are those who recognize that they're a joke.
Embrace it.
Embrace it and, like, capitalize on it.
Yeah, my favorite thing of his was when he not only admitted that he wears a girdle, but he put his name behind a man's girdle somewhere out in Nebraska. They were marketing men's girdles.
You're kidding. Like the William Shatner bro?
Basically, yes. And I was like, that's when I was like, I love you, William Shatner. I'm with you now.
Well, I mean, he should try to sell one to Rush Limbaugh.
Well, exactly. So he's got Rush Limbaugh on the show. And they start talking about healthcare and healthcare reform. And Rush Limbaugh starts to go on and on and on about how poor people don't really deserve to get health care. It's kind of like how poor people don't deserve to have a beach house.
He said, the direct quote is, say it again?
That poor people don't deserve to get health. It was part of a longer discussion.
Right, right.
But basically the quote was, they have no more right to quality health care than they have to purchase a house on the beach.
That's
now,
really...
Oh, no.
Rush Limbaugh, you remember, David, my favorite fact about Rush Limbaugh is he has staff in his mansion whose primary job is to light scented candles 20 minutes before he gets home so the house smells nice. I'm thinking that his health care plan is probably pretty okay.
I'm thinking that his health care plan is probably pretty okay. I didn't even know that about the staff at the mansion, although I'm not surprised about that. But even for Rush Limbaugh, that's pretty caustic. What was Shatner's response? Was there a response?
He was just confused about what Rush Limbaugh was saying. he just kept going, what? And letting, it was good because he just kind of let Rush Limbaugh not just toss it out there, but talk himself into the ground a little bit. Rush started to get all excited about this. If you don't have a beach house, you shouldn't be able to get cancer screenings kind of way of thinking.
Oh, man. Well, good for Captain Kirk for pulling that out of Russia, Rush Limbaugh. Now, this next item here, a new Pew poll shows Americans' attitude towards foreign policy changing. We've been talking a lot about foreign policy, military policy here this week. What were the findings?
Well, this was interesting because, the Pew Research Center does this every year and asks people about a whole slew of their political thoughts, and they found out that basically we want to be alone. And almost half of Americans, 49%, say that the U.S. just needs to, quote, mind its own business when it comes to foreign policy and other countries in the world. And that's up from 30% in 2002, and it's the highest it's ever been in about 40 years. And they say that the reason is probably twofold. Number one, the U.S. always gets a little more isolationist when the economy takes a downturn. People stop saying, oh, let's go out into the world and be leaders and do good, and start saying, oh, my God, I can't feed my family this week.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
USA, USA. And then the second is that people are just kind of at their threshold with the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and it's bleeding over into all foreign policy.
And I think the New York Times headline this morning captures that and that dynamic. You've got a headline that says, I don't know if it pulled up exactly, but it says Obama pushes jobs program but says funds will be limited. And the story talks about the question of how much resources we have to prosecute wars and how many resources we have to actually build jobs in this country.
Right.
And that's probably going to feed right into that kind of attitude. And, you know, I just hope that our leaders are listening to that, because that is a really, really real concern. And these numbers, 40 years, I mean, that is, I guess, if you take it four decades, is what, 1969, right in the middle of the Vietnam War.
Well, exactly. And the thing is, it's not just saying that Americans are tired of war, because that's understandable. It's saying that Americans are tired of the rest of the world. And what the danger is there is that when you push your leaders to stop worrying about the rest of the world, to back off from participation in the rest of the world, we cede leadership. And that's where we get into some trouble down the line, is that once we've pulled ourselves out, it's hard to get back in. We're seeing that with some of the global warming stuff. We're seeing that with a bunch of other policies, and so it's going to be a little tricky to see what comes out of this kind of thinking over the next few years.
Now, speaking of kind of isolationist tendencies here, Sarah Palin back in the news as usual. There's a story about one of her book events where she doesn't want to talk to any foreign reporters at all. Tell us about that.
Sassy Sarah's off the rails. By the way, did you know she's the Republican headliner for the Gridiron Dinner in Washington on Saturday?
The one where she is supposed to do all the, or the speaker is supposed to do all the jokes.
And well, it's one of those super crazy, so fancy that it's kind of secret because normal people aren't even allowed to really know about it.
Right, right, right.
And it's all of these journalists do skits where they sing and dance and dress up, and they're all politically minded musical skits. And then they turn all the lights out, and then the president speaks, and then a member of the Republican Party speaks, and a member of the Democratic Party speaks. And so she's going to be the Republican, and I don't think she knows what she's getting into, because I'm afraid that a lot of the skits are going to be about
Sarah Palin. A mess. That is a mess for Sarah Palin. Now, she is in D.C., I guess, for a book event, and is it really true that she doesn't want to speak to foreign press?
Well, that's the thing. The Mall of America had this memo that said two things. When Sarah Palin comes for her book tour, A, you must refer to her all across the board as Governor Palin. Yes, she quit, but she still gets to have the title, and she still really needs you to use that title, which I thought was hysterical. And B, no foreign press, no non-English speaking reporters allowed at the event. And so this memo got out, and this was put out by Mall of America, and now Mall of America and Sarah Palin are both backing away from who actually came up with these recommendations. But it got out there. Chicago Tribune printed it, and so the Mall of America is now saying, oh, it was inadvertently distributed, which, as the Chicago Tribune pointed out, that just means, oops, it got out.
Oops, it got out. Oops, it got out. Yeah. Well, Sarah Palin, she's had enough trouble with American reporters, potentially even tougher foreign reporters might trip her up a little bit too much. She is really, really, though, my best friend here in studio, he has nominated Sarah Palin for Hero of the Week because she has been able to...
Entertaining.
She's been entertaining, and she's been able to have a book written for her that has made her millions of dollars and put her at the top of the bestseller list. There is something fundamentally, I guess, American heroic about that. That's fundamentally American, to get somebody else to do your work for you and then make millions of dollars off it.
She also, do you know Rusty Humphries, the right-wing radio guy?
Yes.
So she was on Rusty Humphries yesterday, and she went on and on and on about how unfair it was for people to keep talking about conspiracy theories about her and push for reporters to push stupid conspiracies about her ethics or her the birth of her son, et cetera, et cetera. 2 seconds later, she said, but I think it's right that the public is rightfully still making an issue, and it's a fair question to ask whether or not Barack Obama was born in the United States.
Oh, okay, so she went birther after complaining about conspiracy theories about the birth of her own, I guess, granddaughter or grandchild. And what's amazing about that, my guess is, tell me if I'm wrong, my guess is she didn't even recognize that she might have been somewhat contradicting herself.
Oh, no way. That would take introspection, David.
That would take more than three brain cells to say, hey, wait a minute, before this comes out of my mouth, I might not want to look like a butthole by contradicting myself.
You can't have that kind of thought process and then get on your $4,000 an hour 12-person Gulfstream 2 jet as part of your bus tour of America.
No,
you know, you can't have that kind of thought process.
No, you can't have that kind of thought process. Sarah Palin certainly doesn't. She really brings great honor to your state, Christy.
Thank you.
She really does. Sarah Palin really making Alaska.
She's here now. We don't have her anymore. She's never coming back.
I wonder
up there.
How many Alaskans are like, that's like their first reaction when people, because I'm sure a lot of people from Alaska, when they're not in Alaska and they tell people, oh, I'm from Alaska, I'm sure Sarah Palin must come up all the time. And I'm guessing a lot of Alaskans are like, she's not ours anymore.
That's absolutely true. And people, you know, talk a lot about going, it's called going outside when you leave Alaska. People talk about going outside and having, you know, it used to be, I'm from Alaska. Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, you've got the best fish. Oh, there's great hunting. Oh, it's gorgeous. And now the first reaction for everybody is, oh, do you know Sarah Palin? Or, oh, I love Sarah Palin. And it makes everyone up here crazy. We're divorced.
That would drive me absolutely insane. I'm sure it drives you insane. Christy Harvey, the Center for American Progress. Find her work, miccheckradio.org or the Center for American Progress, americanprogress.org. Christy, stay warm up there, okay?
I will, and I am me later, and let me know if they ever get that bathroom cleaned up.
I will.
I'm strangely obsessed with this now.
I will. I'm going to go at some point, maybe, ogle at it. Or Mike is saying, don't do it. Okay, take care, Christy.
Bye-bye.
It's kind of like being from Canada, and people mention John Candy, Michael J. Fox. Like, who's Canadian?
You mean it's Alaska, Sarah Palin?
Right.
That's exactly right.
She is definitely the most famous Alaskan maybe of all time now, wouldn't you say that?
She's definitely the most.
Way up there.
I mean, name another famous Alaskan. Name one.
John Candy.
John Candy is not from Alaska.
He's from Canada.
It is close. A famous Alaskan.
I mean, Mark Schlereth from ESPN, from Anchorage. That's the only person I can think of.
Ted Stevens?
Yeah.
He almost went to jail. The senator almost went to jail.
Yeah, he's...
You're right.
But yeah, Sarah Palin is
Sarah Palin, the most famous Alaskan.
She represents Alaska.
Dude, that would be brutal if you lived in a state that was most famous for Sarah Palin. That would be absolutely brutal. 920 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're going to reopen the phone, 303-713-7600. Take your nominations for Butthole of the Week. Up next, we're going to be joined by the Yak
Beer.
And Yeti Brew Pub. We're going
Beer.
To do a beer taste test. Take some of your phone calls, 303-713-7600. Buttholes of the Week, your nominations, also your Heroes of the Week. Feel free to sound off on anything that you are pissed off about this week. It's been a pissed off kind of week. And
Chris Kennedy from Yak and Yeti is my hero that you
Chris,
hero
hey,
of the week.
That's right. Chris Kennedy from Yak and Yeti Brew Pub is my hero. When he brings the beer right in here for us to taste. And I promise I will do my best by the end of this hour. We will do our News of the Weird segment. 303-713-7600 to get your nominations in for Butthole of the Week. Let's go to John Turk with a traffic update.
Thank you, Dave. Still working that large pothole eastbound I-70 at Brighton. Lowell Boulevard to Brighton is where that is going to be a problem spot. They had an earlier one at York Street, so potholes appearing on I-70 in the elevated portion of the freeway. New crash southbound 25 at 6th Avenue. Accident on the ramp from northbound I-25 to westbound I-70. Also got a two-vehicle crash eastbound 6th Avenue near Federal. On the surface streets, crashes Parker and Peoria, and one at 6th and Lincoln involving a vehicle and a pedestrian. Forecast, mostly sunny skies, warmer highs in the mid-30s. Right now, 18 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Remember, where can you find the best Indian, Nepal, and Tibetan cuisine? At the Yak and Yeti Restaurant and Brew Pub. Family-owned, the Yak and Yeti serves lunch from 11 to 3 and dinner from 5 to 9:30, 7 days a week. And enjoy a weekend breakfast buffet from 7 to 10 a.m. at the Old Town Arvada location on Ralston Road. Visit their second location on 86th and Sheridan in Westminster. Dine in or take out at the Yak and Yeti Restaurant and Brew Pub. TheYakandYeti.com.
Department. Pianos and Pianos, a proud supporter of AM 760, is offering piano lessons for only $19 each. Their state-of-the-art facilities offer grand and vertical pianos, teaching you the joy of playing, as well as learning to write your own music with the latest computer technology. Play all styles, including classical, new age, contemporary, gospel, and more. Just $19. Yes, that's only $19. Only at Pianos and Pianos. Call 303-933-9390. That's 303-933-9390.
The ethical issue is a major drive.
That's the actual voice of someone who reported software piracy. Why did you report software piracy?
Knowing what software takes in terms of development, teaching programming myself, understanding the time involved in that, people are due what they charge for the software, and people should abide by that.
Report software piracy confidentially by the end of the year, and you may be eligible for rewards of up to $1 million. Visit NoPiracy.com. Otherwise, call 1-888-NO-PIRACY. Also, you can use Bing or Google and simply input BS.
Driving can be a challenge. If there's ice and snow, take it slow. Even if you have an SUV with four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean you'll be able to stop any faster or maintain control any better once you lose traction. Four-wheel drive may get you going faster, but it won't help you stop any sooner. No matter what vehicle you're driving, accelerate gradually and avoid abrupt steering maneuvers that could cause you to slide. Allow extra distance between you and the vehicle ahead. It takes more time and distance to stop in adverse conditions, so when you need to slow down or stop, if you have anti-lock brakes, depress the pedal and let the brakes do the work. Don't pump them yourself. If roads are slippery, turn off the cruise. Keep your own feel for the road. And before you leave, check road conditions. Safe drivers know the weather and they know their limits. If the weather's bad, stay where you are until conditions improve.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
For your free catalog, 1-800-560-9010. That's 1-800-560-9010. 1-800-560-9010.
If you're really hungry, then get online at am760.net and click Bargain Watch. You can buy a $50 gift certificate to Rodizio Grill for just $25. Great deals and savings just like this one brought to you by Comcast.
Well, beer, we've had some great times. When I was 17, I drank some very good beer. I drank some very good beer I purchased with a fake ID.
When you hear that music with Homer Simpson, you know we're tasting beer here in the morning. You know it's a Friday. Joining us in studio is Chris Kennedy from the Yak and Yeti Brew Pub, a proud sponsor of AM 760. Yak and Yeti is out in Arvada, 7803 Ralston Road in Arvada. That's where the Brew Pub is. There's also a Yak and Yeti restaurant at 8665 North Sheridan in Westminster. And we, every so often, we take a little time to taste some beer here in the morning. It's one of my hobbies, I guess, is drinking craft beer, if you can call that a hobby. And Chris,
it's a lifestyle.
It's a lifestyle. It is a lifestyle. And before we open up some beer, Chris Kennedy from Yak and Yeti, I just have to ask, you know, you don't really hear very often about a brew pub, at least in this country, mixing with Indian and Nepalese food. What is the, was their thinking behind that? Was the evolution of this, hey, we got a Indian and Nepalese restaurant and we want to have some good beer? How did it happen?
Well, the owner had the Yak and Yeti on Sheridan for a couple of years, and he owns the Indian Oven off Colorado. So he's had a couple of restaurants around town. And an opportunity came up to buy the old Cheshire Cat in Arvada, which longtime brew pub. And the opportunity was there, and I think he just took it. I think he liked the building. It's an old Victorian-style house. And I think it's just he just took the opportunity and decided to go for it. It's not he's not really I'm the beer guy in the restaurant. He sort of follows my lead with the beer stuff.
And you've been there for about a year.
About a year.
So they've been brewing beer at the Yak and Yeti Brew Pub for about a year.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so let's crack some of this open. And as you crack it open, let me ask you this question. And our number, 303-713-7600, we're going to try to intersperse some nominations for Butthole of the Week as we drink beer. We're going to try to just mix it all up. So if you got a nomination for Butthole of the Week and Hero of the Week, feel free to call 303-713-7600. We'll take your calls even as we drink some beer. I hope that's okay with you. And passing it over here. Hang on one second. I'm getting my drink.
You know,
there we go.
Yeah,
I got my drink
actually,
in my hand.
I have a question for Chris.
Fire away.
Chris, I am a beer lover, a home brewer, and I see a lot of words on beers that I don't really understand. And one of them is cold filtered. Does that mean anything?
Well,
that's a great question. Does cold filtered mean anything?
Because
you hear that in all the Miller and Bud. What does cold filtered mean?
Well, I assume it just means they filter the beer while it's cold, but every brewer that filters beer filters it while it's cold.
So is that kind of like saying this is that kind of it's so it's the equivalent of saying brewed beer.
Yes.
It's just or beer.
Yes.
Like it's
yes.
Just it's beer.
Anybody that filters it while it's cold.
Okay, so it's a complete joke when you hear cold filtered.
They just like using the word cold.
Okay, they just like using the word cold. And also, I know the new word now is like fresh. They like to use fresh as well. There's also drinkability, words that mean nothing.
Drinkability.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of like, you know what they say when you're looking at a classified ad for a place to live, and they say it's charming?
Charming.
Charming is a definite word you
dead
want
giveaway.
To avoid.
Dead giveaway. Dead giveaway. They got nothing.
Dead giveaway that it's a hovel.
Yeah.
Or like a shack. That's true when you call it charming. All right, so we're drinking. What are we drinking here? It's a light body beer.
This is a Berliner Weiss. It's a traditional German wheat beer that's sour. Traditionally, they add lactobacillus to the fermentation, which is like the yogurt bacteria, similar to a bug. But this was sour mashed. And so I mashed in the grain, mixed it with warm water to convert the starches.
That wasn't the cold filtering part.
No. And then I just left it for 48 hours and just let the bacteria on the grain just work at the sugar work. And it soured, and now it's just...
The sour, you know, I guess
delicious.
This is... It is delicious. And
can I just say L'chaim, Dave?
L'chaim. L'chaim.
Give it to
me. And L'chaim, Chris. Okay. The sourness is really it gives it kind of a tangy flavor. Mm-hmm. In fact, I've been going to the beer store lately, and I've been looking for wheat beers and lighter beers. And I think what I'm honing in on is that I'm having a craving lately for this kind of sour tanginess. This
could
is
also
really
go
good.
Really well. Do you deliberately brew for the food at the restaurant? Because this, I think, would actually match perfectly.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
There's such a wide variety of the Indian food that I could just brew any beer,
right.
And then you can choose
right.
a menu item to pair with it. But this also, traditionally in Germany, for people who don't quite like the tang as much, you can add a fruit syrup to it. And so we also have a raspberry syrup and a boysenberry
wow.
syrup to put in it.
Very
cool. I have another phrase I don't understand. Triple hops infused.
What is triple hops infused?
Triple hops infused.
And for folks who are just tuning in, we have Chris Kennedy from the Yak and Yeti Brew Pub in studio. Yak and Yeti Brew Pub is at 7803 Ralston Road in Arvada. There's a restaurant, the Yak and Yeti Restaurant, 8665 North Sheridan in Westminster. They're a proud sponsor of AM760. And we invite, as anybody who listens to this show, every now and again, we invite local brewers in just to talk about beer. We're also going to be taking your calls, 303-713-7600, if you want to continue nominating Butthole of the Week and Hero of the Week. Various people have been nominated. I nominated Barack Obama for escalating the war in Afghanistan. Tiger Woods has been nominated. Feel free to nominate anybody. Also, before we get back to drinking here, go to our website, am760.net. Click over to the Dave Sirota page. We have a photo up that is going to blow your mind. I promise you, it's going to blow your mind. The license plate, the vanity license plate of the vice president of Morgan Stanley. I'm not going to tell you what it says. You just got to see it. And so before we take a call here, your question again,
triple hops infused.
We want to get, we got a brewer in here. We want to know some help decoding a lot of the terms you hear about beer in commercials. Cold filtered, Chris is telling us, doesn't really mean anything. Triple hops infused, what does that mean?
I think they're bragging about all their hop flavor in the Miller Lite, and I think they're saying that they just added hops at three different times in the boil, which traditionally you add hops at the beginning of the boil to get bitterness, and then later in the boil to get more hop aroma and flavor.
Does everybody triple hop infuse?
Well, I mean, it depends on the beer. My Berliner Weiss has no late hops, and so it's just a single hop.
So here's a single hop infused.
But they're bragging about bitterness in a beer that is not bitter.
Right, and hop flavor and aroma is also what they're bragging
about. It's like triple hops infused water.
Yes, but it's kind of interesting because the old Keystone Light commercials, I think, you know, about bitter beer face, that was a bad thing, and now the big guys are bragging about their hop flavor, so it's an interesting change.
I do like a bitter beer.
Oh, yeah, and I should ask you. So tell us again the name of this beer.
This is a Berliner Weiss.
This is the Berliner Weiss. What other beers are you serving right now at the Yak and Yeti Brew Pub?
We have a Pilsner. We have an IPA, ESB called the Abominale. We have a milk stout and a chai stout.
Wow, a chai stout.
A chai milk stout.
That is pretty interesting. All right, we're going to go to the phones, 303-713-7600. Again, 303-713-7600. We're going to intersperse our discussion about buttholes of the week and heroes of the week with our drinking beer here with the Yak and Yeti Brew Pub. On the line, oh, who is this? I can't believe it. On the line, another friend of mine, Kyung in D.C. Kyung is a friend of mine, a friend of Mike's. Hey, Kyung, what's going on, man?
Hey, Dave. Hey, Mike. How you guys doing?
Yeah, we're doing well. We're drinking.
I can't believe
and
I was in the studio with you.
You're at work.
I am at work, so I can't actually say the word that I'm nominating Bernie Sanders for.
You're nominating Bernie Sanders as Butthole of the Week?
Yes, I am.
Why?
Because it's just grandstanding for no purpose. It's just trying to, you know, it's not going to do anything. Putting a hold on Bernanke.
And Kyung,
I mean, there's more meaningful ways to go after people that you actually should be going after.
Kyung is referring to Bernie Sanders putting a Senate hold on Ben Bernanke's nomination. Now, Kyung, you know that Jim Bunning, the Republican from Kentucky, has also announced a separate hold on Bernanke as well. You know that, right?
Well, but Jim Bunning is a feeble old man who clearly has no idea what he's actually doing. I mean, I don't think that means anything.
Well, Kyung, I disagree with you. I don't think it's a butthole move, but you're like kind of conservative, aren't you?
Libertarian. He's libertarian.
If you're a libertarian, how can you like Ben Bernanke? He gave away all your money.
No. Okay.
He printed money. That's not very libertarian, is it?
Actually, printing money is actually one of the good things that has prevented this recession from being worse than it already is.
Okay, but my point is, you can't call yourself
libertarian. Hold on. Going back to the Depression, I mean, I think Bernanke's done some really horrible things, but he's also done some really good things. And I don't think there's anybody who realistically thinks that anybody else could come in and or who knows what anyone else would have done as reserve chairman for the past year.
Hold on. You know what? I'm not even going to engage that argument about what he did. The question is whether he is worthy of being renominated to the most powerful economic position, or whether if you renominate him, what you say is that you can do all sorts of terrible things and continue to keep your job. Doesn't that create kind of a moral hazard unto itself?
You're assuming that with the bad outweighs the good, and I think that actually increasing monetary supply and doing what he's done over the past couple of years has actually prevented the recession from spiraling out of control.
Kyung,
you look at the Depression, the money supply was one of the big things that led to a depression.
Yeah, but what about the lending of the money? What about taking bad collateral, bad collateral and putting it
on the backs of an entirely different issue.
But
it's an entirely different issue of separating fiscal and monetary policy, which I firmly believe should be separated much more than they currently are.
Okay, but he decided to do that.
Well, that's true. The illusion of independence has taken a hammering. I understand that, too.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Okay, neither do I. Kyung, you have nominated Bernie Sanders. I'm going to take serious exception with that, but I do appreciate you calling. Hey, man, I really, really appreciate you checking in here. I wish you were here. I really do.
Take it easy, Kyung.
Take it easy, guys.
Take care, man. 9:35 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. After the break, we're going to take more of your calls, buttholes of the week, nominations for buttholes and heroes of the week, 303-713-7600, and we're going to taste the chai stout.
Bring it.
The chai stout. We've got in studio the Yak and Yeti Brew Pub here the lead brewer, the chief brewer, Chris Kennedy, Yak and Yeti Brew Pub in Westminster, in Arvada and Westminster, 7803 Ralston Road in Arvada. We'll taste that, take your nominations. Also, go to our website, am760.net, click over to the JMAR, I keep saying it, to the David Sirota page. We now have a David Sirota page
there.
Too
many beers, Dave.
Look, I know, no kidding. And look at this license plate.
New butthole. That guy deserves butthole of the year.
That guy deserves butthole of the century. You got to see the license plate on the Porsche of the vice president at, what is it, Morgan Stanley? Yeah, the vice president of Morgan Stanley. I'm not going to tell you what it says. You've just got to see it. More after a traffic update with John Turk.
Couple different potholes. We're on eastbound I-71 at Brighton. That's the big problem right now for us. Delays back to Lowell. Looks like they've taken care of that one at York Street. Also crashes southbound I-25 at 6th Avenue, eastbound 6 near Federal. Northbound side of I-25 to westbound I-70. It's on the ramp there at the Mousetrap. Also 6th and Lincoln. That one involves a pedestrian. And finally, Parker and Peoria. Forecast, sunny skies, milder with a high around 35. Right now, 20 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
This is Mario Solis Marich. Today, AM 760 is brought to you by Soul Source Solar.
This holiday season, share the joy with gift cards from the Cheesecake Factory. With every $25 gift card purchased, you'll also receive a card redeemable for a free slice of cheesecake. They make perfect stocking stuffers, or keep a slice for yourself. Visit your nearest Cheesecake Factory for details.
Want to add value to your home, lower your energy bills, and help preserve the environment? Best Way Insulation is a Colorado-owned company that can make sure your home is warmer in the winter and cooler in the summer. Purchasing insulation from Best Way can also qualify you for a federal tax credit and rebates from your energy company. For more information, go to bestwayinsulation.com or visit am760.net and enter the keyword insulation. Again, that's bestwayinsulation.com or am760.net, keyword insulation.
I'm Sandra, co-founder of Discovery Outsourcing, a Denver-based professional employer organization. Discovery handles details of your workforce like human resources, payroll, and health insurance. Our large group healthcare plan is healthcare reform for small businesses today. If you have between 8 and 200 employees, find out how we can help.
Call Sandra at Discovery Outsourcing, 303-868-5257, or go to discoveryoutsourcing.com. That's discoveryoutsourcing.com.
Do you know if your airbags are working? One out of every 25 airbags is not properly repaired after an accident. Make sure the airbags in your used car work. Step one to finding out, get a free Carfax vehicle history report. Just say, show me the Carfax, or go to Carfax.com.
Hey there, cool jacket.
Oh, thanks. My wife got it for me at REI. Perfect gift for days like this.
No kidding. Crisp winter air, lots of fresh snow, the sun is shining. Does it get any better than this?
Let's think about that for a minute. Yeah,
yeah,
no,
it
this
doesn't.
Is pretty much the best thing ever.
Yeah.
Just how great can the great outdoors be? Find out. Guarantee your holiday happiness by giving great gifts from REI. Hurry into your local REI store or shop REI.com. REI, find out.
Magic Johnson for Rent-A-Center.
There's nothing more exciting than getting the good stuff for the holidays. That's why Rent-A-Center's got quality brand name merchandise with no credit checks, no need for layaway. Hey, check this out. They're even delivered same day, no extra charge. And your satisfaction is always guaranteed. Better get some wrapping paper. You've got work to do. Rent-A-Center, we make it easy to make it your own.
This is a rental purchase transaction. See rentacenter.com for complete details.
Think business superstars can. You'll discover that such abilities reside in all of us, waiting to be tapped. Success is a recipe. It's not based on talent, skills, or resources. When you learn resourcefulness in your business model from me, you can create and overcome any obstacles. I'm convinced. Are you? Call me now to apply for this trial. 303-904-0077 or sign up at my website, williamsumner.net. That's williamsumner.net. Call me now to apply for this trial, 303-904-0077, or sign up at my website, williamsumner.net.
Here on AM760 Progressive Talk, Captain Teabag, or King Teabag, whatever you want to call him, Scott McGinnis, is in the building that we're in right now. I am told he may be appearing on Mike Rosen's show soon. So here is a challenge. Anybody who can call him Captain or King Teabag on Mike Rosen's show today can then call us, and if you can prove that it was you, you will get a free signed copy of my book, The Uprising. If, and we can go to the tape. We're going to have to go to the tape and hear you on Mike Rosen's show call Scott McGinnis King or Captain Teabag. You will get a free signed copy of my book. Make that call, and you call us up here on AM 760 and let us know. We will verify it and send you a free book. So check over. I don't want to tell you to change the channel. I hate to do that, but flip between us and 850, I think he's going on 850. Scott McGinnis is, and if you can get King Teabag or Captain Teabag, if you can address Scott McGinnis like that on KOA, then you will win a free copy of my book. Okay, back to drinking some beer here. We have in studio with us, again, Chris Kennedy from the Yak and Yeti Brew Pub in Arvada, 7803 Ralston Road in Arvada. There's also a Yak and Yeti restaurant, 8665 North Sheridan in Westminster. We're drinking now a chai stout.
Brilliant.
It is. It is really, it really tastes like.
Because you smell it,
yeah,
and it's like a chai.
It's really, really fantastic. And I have to ask, you know, it's how much, I should have asked, how much alcohol, what's the alcohol content of this stout?
This stout is about 5.3%.
Okay, and what about
that's about average, isn't it?
Like it's right around average. Mm-hmm.
How do you actually go about infusing a stout like this with chai flavor? I mean, because it's really, this is not subtle flavor. I mean, this really, you can really taste the chai in here.
It's so unique.
It is. It really is.
I just took our house chai spice mixture that we use in our chai tea and dumped it into a bottle of vodka and made it a vodka tincture because all the good spice flavors are alcohol soluble. And so I just dose kegs with this tincture and to get that flavor.
It's really, really, really tasty.
This is what
I'm drinking
tonight.
It's really, really tasty. Wait, I'm getting an update here from John Turk. What's going on?
I don't think it's Scott McGinnis.
Uh-oh.
It was like his twin, evil
Our intelligence
twin brother.
Was, okay, so Captain Teabag is not going on and is not in the building. It was a Captain Teabag lookalike.
But that can be a standing challenge.
Yes, that is a good point. Standing challenge.
Yeah, if you
standing
can,
challenge.
You got to shoot us an instant, after you do it,
yes,
you need to shoot us an instant message at am760.net on Dave's page and tell me what day and the time it was at.
You have to call him. If you can get it on the air calling Scott McGinnis, Captain or King Teabag, you will get a free signed copy of my book. That is a standing offer here in the AM 760 Progressive Dojo. And again,
I think I can throw something else in with that, Dave, to make it a little more enticing.
Okay.
We have a four-pack, a family pack, to go see the Genghis Khan exhibit out at the...
Nice.
Very good. We will throw,
so we
that,
can throw
in.
That in.
We
there
can
too.
Throw that in
we go
as
China.
Well.
But it's got to happen like the next week because that thing is just running through like January 22nd.
So listen, and by the way, I'm going to throw this out here. Across the state, any radio show across the state, if he goes on a radio show in Grand Junction, you provide us with the tape, you will be our winner. You've got to get it on the air, Captain or King Teabag. 303-713-7600 is our number. We're still taking nominations for Butthole of the Week. Check our website, am760.net. Click over to the Dave Sirota page, and we've got a license plate up there. You got to see it from the vice president of Morgan Stanley on the back of his Porsche. And, again, in studio as well as we take these nominations for Butthole of the Week, we've got Chris Kennedy, the brewer of the at the brew pub, the Yak and Yeti brew pub. We're drinking his chai stout. It is fantastic. Let's take a call. We'll go to the phones, and we'll go to Homer in Denver. Homer, you're on AM 760.
Yeah, thanks, Dave. Yeah, I want to nominate the Roman Catholic Bishops of America for putting down the stem cell research that Obama approved this week in studying. And this is an issue that, you know, it's very contentious, of course. But,
I hadn't heard that they had put it down. I don't deny that. I'm certainly sure that
that's what I understand happened, you know, and it's just, I'd like to nominate them.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is that the stem cell issue is so divisive, right? Because you got one side saying, oh, you know, pro-life, we don't want to, you know, the abortion issue, and the other side saying, hey, wait a minute.
Right.
We might be able to save thousands, millions of lives with the developments we need to develop through stem cell research. Good
right.
nomination, Homer.
Well, you know, and I'd like to, you know, push Diana DeGette's book. You know, she really goes through it quite thoroughly.
She has been such a leader
yeah,
on that
she
issue.
Has.
She really
yeah.
has. And it's not, you know, it's one of those esoteric issues that people kind of get mm-hmm. a little bored about. But it is so, so important. And you're right. Diana
right.
DeGette has made that really her cause.
I want to make one more quick comment. You know, I want to paraphrase Tom Hartman's comment about America's senator senator being Bernie Sanders.
America,
I love that.
Bernie Sanders is America's senator. Yeah. We had one friend.
Young does not agree.
One of our friends called up and said he does not agree. I used to work for Bernie Sanders, and he is one of not just America's senators, he's one of a really, really very few but very great people in Washington. Hey, thanks for the call.
You bet. Take care.
9:46 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll go to Kim in New York. Kim, hey Kim, how you doing?
Hi.
This is one of another of Mike's friends. I guess Mike, you're making your like radio debut here. You're telling all your friends.
Here it is.
Kim in New York, you got a nomination for Butthole of the Week.
I do. Well, it's Rick Warren.
For what?
For basically saying that it's not his job to take any sides on the Ugandan legislation to basically kill homosexual.
That's right. So the background on this is that the Ugandan legislature in Africa passes a resolution saying that homosexuals can or should be killed. I don't speak the language that they speak in Uganda. But Rick Warren, the supposedly tolerant pastor, who I guess Barack Obama had do the invocation at the inauguration, Rick Warren said what he refused to say that was a bad
thing.
Did
he really do that?
He said it wasn't his calling to talk about what other people are doing in other countries, and then he went on Meet the Press and said, he never takes sides, although he does believe that abortion is a Holocaust.
That's unbelievable, really. What tolerance, Kim.
What
good,
a butthole.
What a butthole, Kim. Great nomination. Good to hear from you.
You too.
Take care.
Bye, Kim.
Bye.
So again, we're drinking beer here from the Yak and Yeti Brew Pub, 7803 Ralston Road in Arvada is the brew pub. Chris Kennedy is here. Yak and Yeti is a sponsor of AM 760. And I say this, I always say this about our sponsors. You know, if you want to support the show, if you want to support Progressive Radio, support our sponsors. And this is an easy one, right? You get to go and have some great beer. You get to go and have some great Indian food. And as I said to Chris, I hadn't heard of an Indian and Nepalese restaurant here in the United States, or at least in Colorado, mixing brew pub with Indian food. You were telling me that this is a kind of a common thing in other countries, particularly in Britain. Is that right?
It is. It is. It seems in, mostly Britain-owned pubs, they just involve Indian food, especially curries, all sorts of different curries, with the large Indian population and the British really took to the food, and so it's a much more common food over there than it is.
No, obviously, I mean, and I can't believe I didn't mention this. I mean, an IPA is an India Pale Ale. Now, I guess one brewer we had in one time mentioned that was because it was a kind of mixture that, isn't there something about temperature that an IPA doesn't need to be kept cold or as cold because it was put into the boats that then were going from Britain to India? Or is that a lot of nonsense?
Well, the story goes that they brewed the beer to be a lot hoppier so that it would survive because hops are a preservative in
beer.
And so that's the story, even though they were making fairly similar beer before they were shipping it off to India. That's the story, but it does happen to go well with Indian food because bitterness and hoppiness goes really nicely with heavily spiced food, which Indian food very much is.
Well, I tell you something, the beer we are drinking here, I know I say this sometimes, but I don't say it all the time, but these two beers are really, really fantastic. I have never tasted a beer like this chai stout. I mean, it is really, really fantastic. You really, really nailed it. Really. Congratulations on
it. Thank you.
You can stick around for one more segment, can't you?
Absolutely.
Okay, great. We're going to take one more call, and then we're going to get a break, and then we'll come back. Let's go to Maria in Arvada. Maria, you're on AM 760.
Hi, I just wanted to say this segment is music to my ears. You're talking about beer at a restaurant near my house. I mean, this is awesome.
Well, now you know where to go, right near your house, right?
I totally have been looking at it, the Cheshire Cat, so now I am seriously going. Can't wait to try the chai beer. That's awesome.
It is really, really good. I'm telling you, you're not going to be sorry.
So I just called to recommend my husband as a hero.
Wow.
I'm sure you guys can imagine in difficult economic times, we're a little behind, and I'm grittier more than usual.
Mm-hmm. As am I. As am I.
And we're still married, and he's just been trying to make it happen and is right now considering moving to Canada just to make work occur. So I just wanted to recommend him as a hero.
You know what?
Loves his family.
Let's take a drink to the spouses and the loved ones in our lives. Any spouse, loved ones, a drink to them because I feel like all of us. A lot of people are really pissed off right now, are really grinchy, as you said, and they're all dealing with us. Let's drink to them. Hey, Maria, thanks so much for the call. And go again. You're right near the Yak and Yeti.
please.
Say again.
Have a drink for Eric, please.
We will
have two for Eric.
Two for Eric. Absolutely. Raise a glass for Eric. Hey, thanks for the call, Maria.
Thank you.
All right. 9:50 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Now, I have an open challenge. Remember, I'm just going to remind you of a couple things. Anybody that can call up a radio show anywhere in the state that has Captain Teabag, Scott McGinnis, who says he's now the captain, the head of the Colorado Tea Party movement, anybody that can call him Captain or King Teabag on a radio station in Colorado and prove it to us wins a free copy of my book, The Uprising, signed, personalized to you, and two tickets to the Genghis Khan.
Four tickets
to the Genghis Khan, exhibit here in Denver. Also, check our website, am760.net. We've got a license plate up there. The license plate on the back of a Porsche of a vice president of Morgan Stanley. You want to talk about a butthole, not just of the week, a butthole of the year. I'm not going to tell you what it says. Check our website, am760.net. Click over to the Dave Sirota page. And we're going to continue taking your nominations for buttholes and heroes of the week, 303-713-7600, as we drink some more of this terrific beer from the Yak and Yeti Brew Pub in Arvada. Stick around after a traffic update with John Turk.
Thanks, Dave. Still working this crash on southbound I-25 at 6th Avenue, and now we have a crash in the backups around Spear Boulevard. Seeing the delays at 38th Avenue. Also, two-car crash eastbound 6th Avenue near I-25. One on the ramp from northbound I-25 to westbound I-70. And finally, a vehicle versus pedestrian at 6th and Lincoln. Forecast, mostly sunny skies, warmer, highs in the mid-30s. Right now, 20 degrees in Denver. John Turk, AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.
Thank God it's happy hour. Head down to TGI Fridays for half-priced appetizers at the bar, 4 p.m. to close. Thank God it's Fridays. Check out Fridays.com for full terms. Valid at participating locations for a limited time only.
The best money saver is back. The ebook 10th Anniversary Edition is now available. Save up to $20 on groceries from King Soopers, over $8 on Comcast On Demand movies, Copper Mountain and Winter Park 2-for-1 lift tickets, and much more. Buy an ebook, save money, and for every $10 book sold, $6 goes to support local schools and youth programs. Buy the ebook while supplies last at all Front Range King Soopers or eduproject.com. That's eduproject.com.
Driving in winter requires preparation because you never know when you may find yourself stranded. Before the first snows begin to fall, check your vehicle's tires, brakes, fluids, wiper blades, lights, belts, and hoses to make sure they're in good shape. A breakdown is bad on a good day, dangerous in a snowstorm. Before venturing out onto snowy roadways, make sure you've cleared the snow from all the vehicle's windows and lights, including brake lights and turn signals. Make sure you can see and be seen. And prepare an emergency kit, including things like a blanket, sand or cat litter for extra traction, additional warm caps and gloves, some food and water, and a cell phone. Before you go, check out road and weather conditions to help plan your route and departure time, giving yourself plenty of extra time to get where you're going. Above all, know your limits. If the weather's bad, stay home.
This message has been brought to you by the Colorado Department of Transportation.
9:54 here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We're celebrating Friday on a week where everyone seems really pissed off, and rightly so. In studio with us, Chris Kennedy of the Yak and Yeti Brew Pub out in Arvada, 7803 Ralston Road in Arvada. They are a proud sponsor of AM 760. I hope a proud sponsor of AM
I am much less pissed off now that I've had a little bit to drink.
Yeah, you know, 9:54 in the morning, drinking chai stout, which is fantastic. I wouldn't recommend it for everybody or for every Friday at 9:54 in the morning, but it is really, really good beer. We're also taking your nominations for Butthole of the Week and Heroes of the Week. A lot of people have been nominated. I've been nominated a couple times for Butthole
Three
of the
and
Week.
A half.
Three and a half nominations for me as Butthole of the Week. We've also got your nominations here on Instant Message. We've got also at our website, am760.net, Morgan Stanley's vice president, a license plate up there. You got to see it. You might think he's the Butthole of the Week. And we've gotten a lot of nominations through our website as well. Let's go to Trisha in Denver. Trisha, you're on AM760.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good. We're doing well.
Good. I wanted to, I've been on hold for a while, and so there are more and more things that I wanted to say, but I wanted to let John know that the pothole on York is not fixed, and the traffic is backed up as far as the eye can see, and don't go that way. If you have any other way to go, go a different way.
The growing pothole. Okay, we got an update on the growing pothole. All right.
Oh, my God, it's terrible. And I wanted to just thank the last caller. That was an amazing, amazing call. And she's right. I've got the same kind of boyfriend, and he's just kicking butt and working his little tail off, and it's a really good thing. And, you know, I grew up not really drinking anything, and so for me, beer is just, it's foul, it's terrible. I don't think I've ever had a whole
blasphemy.
Oh, no.
Blasphemy.
Isn't that crazy?
What? What?
Boo.
I know. You got to get in on it.
Chai stout.
Yeah, you got to hit the, I'm telling you, for a non-beer drinker, you got to hit the chai stout at the Yak and Yeti. I'm telling you, I don't make a recommendation like this. It's a gateway to a better life. Craft brew is a gateway to a better life. Not the big stuff, you know, the big national, you know, water that they call beer. You got to, and we live in Colorado. It is, what do they call it? The Napa Valley of beer, right? Of beer. And it's because of places like the Yak and Yeti. Hey, Tricia, I'm telling you, go out to Arvada, get a beer at the Yak and Yeti, start your new life, okay? Take care.
Well, you take care.
All right. Let's go to, let's finish this up, and let me ask you one last question to Chris Kennedy of the Yak and Yeti Brew Pub. Again, you can find the Yak and Yeti Brew Pub, 7803 Ralston Road in Arvada, also a Yak and Yeti restaurant, 8665 North Sheridan in Westminster. They mix Indian and Nepalese food with some terrific, terrific beer. How long have you been doing this? How did you get into this? How did you get hooked up with the Yak and Yeti?
Oh, well, I've been homebrewing for about 4 years. I've been professionally brewing for about 2 years. I started out as the assistant down at the Rock Bottom near Park Meadows.
Mm-hmm.
And the brewer there was helping them out, the Yak and Yeti out, right when they first opened, trying to get set up and trying to train somebody. And then he brought me in.
It sounds like they give you a lot of freedom over there to sort of make up your own mixtures.
They rely on me to make the beer that people...
I mean, that's a lot of pressure because somebody could drink this and be like, sort of like, I'm not coming back to the Yak and Yeti. But I'll tell you something. This chai stuff that you've got a future, man. I am telling you, this is some really, really good stuff. It's really fantastic. And I suggest everybody listening go out and check out the Yak and Yeti, 7803 Ralston Road in Arvada, one of the sponsors of AM760. If you like progressive radio, even if you think I'm a butthole this week, if you like progressive radio, you got to go support our sponsors. And this one's an easy one. It's a restaurant and a brew pub. Again, 7803 Ralston Road in Arvada. I'm David Sirota. This has been the AM760 Progressive Dojo for this week. Everyone's been a little bit pissed off. And I admit, I've been a little bit of a butthole, too. I apologize for that. But we're trying to keep it real here. Keep it real over the weekend. See you next week.
Learn how to own your electricity with Independent Power Systems Wednesday, December 9th at 7 p.m. at the Stanley British Primary School in Lowry. Go solar for zero down and have no payments for 12 months. Save up to an additional $1,500 with your 2010 solar installation. Go to solarips.com/Lowry to RSVP. Independent Power Systems, an authorized distributor of Kyocera high-quality, high-performance solar electric systems and modules. 303-443-0115. Independent Power Systems, the Coors Field solar experts.
Hey, this is John Elway. I could have gone anywhere for LASIK, but I selected Icon LASIK right here in Denver. Icon has performed over 65,000 LASIK surgeries in Colorado using the latest custom laser technology. And Icon makes LASIK more affordable starting at $4.99 per eye. Schedule your free LASIK consultation today at 720-524-1001 or visit iconlasik.com. That's 720-524-1001. And tell them John sent you.
Solis Smith.
TGIV, thank God it's Viernes. Today on the Mario Solis Smarty Show, Colonel Wayne Jenks from Kabul, Afghanistan, to talk about the troop buildup.
Today at 4 on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk.